everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Microphone check. Hey, check.
Hey, let's do. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mike, don't do that.
What?
No. Talk in your normal DJ voice.
My regular voice.
Right. You're not talking in your normal DJ voice.
I'm sorry.
Fine. Everything's working.
Buzz?
Hi. Testing. 1, 2.
You?
Hi. How's your mic? Is your microphone working, Rob? How's that?
Stop that, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, hi, Bert.
Yeah, the crap, Tony. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hello.
There he is.
How have you been,
Rob?
And how are my favorite announcers today?
Hi there.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Carpet, and all the ships at sea.
Who?
Carpet. You know, we're getting new Carpet.
Oh, Carpet.
Okay. That's right. Back after a busy morning.
Shantay.
Behind
law covering.
Behind bulletproof glass with Chloe O'Brien. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. I don't think I didn't hear that last night from my child bride.
Yeah.
We're watching 24, which I guess we'll discuss it in great detail because it was a great episode last night.
All right.
As soon as Chloe becomes the major player, they're going to send her out the field.
Yeah.
Rita says to me, oh, look, that's you. Because she maintains that my happy-go-lucky demeanor is best translated on TV with the incredible presentation by Chloe O'Brien on
Chloe O'Brien. And mention her by her full name always. Chloe O'Brien.
Chloe O'Brien. You see, she rarely cracks the smile.
No, she's very uptight.
Very serious.
Very, well, she's more nervous than serious.
Although she's going to crack Edgar's smile.
Yeah, Edgar's going to break Edgar off a piece of that.
I don't blame him. Edgar's crack will smile, perhaps.
Chloe, I'd love to come with you. You're a better agent than I am.
Well, listen, oh, hello, everybody.
Hello!
Yes, it's the Don and Mike Show, and it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Whether you're black, white, or Greek.
Bacardi Limon. Tony D.
And, I'll explain that to you later.
Sure.
Here we go, Don and Mike Show, new episode, Mike, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday, thank you for reminding me.
04-26-05.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. And you can call us from anywhere in America. What are you laughing at?
You made me laugh. You added the mic part in there to that the last few days. I noticed that.
Well, it'll help you,
because I've been forgetting.
Well, no, because we just talk over a different record every day. Today it's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I like this.
Higher Ground.
That's very good.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico,
yeah.
800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., consider yourself blessed if you're able to pick up WJFK. Yes, bless you.
Oh, what a fine station that is.
You can call us at 202-432-1067. Yes, 24. Love to talk about 24. Love to talk about it. Also love to talk about, I guess at some point today we'll be taking at least part of the Wunderlich test.
I remember that. We've done that before.
Right.
Yeah, this is the new 2005 Wunderlich. I think
IQ?
A sample of questions that they give the NFL players when they go to get drafted.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason that we're going to have a couple of these questions
on
the
show. There's a lot of math on there.
Mike, I don't really know. I know it's just like a basic intelligence test.
It should be easy.
And it's supposed to be like third grade stuff.
Yeah, but if it's math, I don't pass third grade.
You can't study for it.
Well, here's the thing.
General.
They give all of these big, strong, many of them dumb football players.
A Wunderlich.
It's called Wunderlich.
Yeah.
You can go on the web. Go on the web, and I thought it was something about, you know, pornography. It's not L-I-C-K, it's L-I-K. And
you are about to experience a Wunderlich.
Right. Man, I can't tell you how long it's been. My God, years.
Now don't exaggerate.
It can't be years.
Well, it just seems like years. Or maybe it seems like years until the next one.
Right.
The next one.
Yeah, and then the
day after, you say, it seems like years.
Hey, speaking of, the reason that's not going to happen, is no one going to ask me?
What?
How's your LP?
Oh, the pain.
No, more specifically, how's your mother-in-law? Super.
I'm glad to hear that.
She's super.
That's very good.
She's super, and hi to her and hi to everybody at home.
Oh, good. Glad to hear all is well.
God bless her. Operating about a, we got like a 4 or 5 today.
Yeah, very good.
On the
4.5
on the LPM
scale, a little below the middle line.
That's the life pain meter. It's just called an LPM. It's MLP. My life pain.
Good. Right. Good. Well, today your cup runneth over.
4 or 5.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad. Ten's awful. Ten is when you're ready to get up on the roof and start, shooting people.
You don't want a 10.
So no, feel good. 4 or 5, feel good.
Good, good.
What's your life pain today, Mike?
Life pain today would be about an 8. Is that good?
No, that's not.
Oh, good. The higher the worse the life pain is.
A 10 is when you're having today. A day like you had.
I'm a 5. I'm right in the middle then. I thought it'd be good, and then I rethought it when you gave me time to do that.
Uh-huh.
It's about a 2. It's a 2 because an 8 would be on the other side. It's a 2. I'm feeling pretty. Although people are pissing me off right and left, I'm still happy.
Buzz?
That's what's keeping you down to 2. I, on the other hand, have a 3.
A 3. Oh, you have a 3?
Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah.
So you're a little more...
Yeah, a little more positive, yeah.
Rob, I got a 4
no,
or 5.
No, not a lot. But
now, wait a minute. If you were...
A little more angry, yes.
A little more angry?
Yeah, a little more in pain, I guess. Okay. A little higher up on the scale of 3.
All right. Rob, the highest life pain currently on the table is a 4 or 5. It's a Medal of Honor I don't want to wear.
Yeah. I'm not showing off. 7.
Okay, we got a winner.
Hi, Rob.
Well, you have that kind of day, huh?
We got a winner.
Very busy.
Wow.
Very tired.
We got a winner. So about the Wunderlich test, about this this intelligence test.
Sounds German to me.
Supposed intelligence test. The reason I bring this to your attention is that I was reading at ESPN.com. Right. You ever heard of this college quarterback for Miami, Brock Berlin?
Brock.
No.
He's played the last couple of years. He might be good. He might not be good.
What's he, a senior at Miami?
Yeah, he was. He did not get drafted. And somebody signed him as a free agent because he got 2 on the Wunderlich.
So he's a big dummy.
Yeah. There are 50 questions, and he got 2. I think it was reported it's the lowest score ever for a quarterback from a major college. And
so that tells the NFL scouts that he can't even, learn the playbook.
That's why I've asked Beth Ann...
What a great name, though.
I've asked Beth Ann to contact the Wunderlich people, and don't be using that D word now, Beth Ann, because I know you love that D word, and it goes right with Wunderlich, but watch it.
Potty mouth.
So we're going to have a sample of the questions, and I think we'll take something like 10 questions very quickly, all of us on the air, to see if we're as dumb as this guy.
Okay.
And I know when I watch the sports shows that if you get a lineman... A big, dumb guy.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, race does not enter into it because they treat all the big guys like from Oklahoma, the linemen that are all roided out, that are like 6'7 and 345. And gigantic. What they'll say about these guys is they'll say, there's Buzz Burbank from Oklahoma, 6'7, 345. Mm-hmm. Great speed to the outside. And on the Wunderlich, scored a 12.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying in essence is, scored a 12. It's like incredible.
For a lineman, just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, he's average IQ, maybe 75.
Well,
maybe.
next to quarterbacks in the NFL, I was always told the brightest guys on football teams are offensive linemen. That's what I was told.
Hmm.
That the offensive linemen are the brightest guys next to the QBs.
The sexiest guys are the kickers. That's all I can say.
Baby.
So we'll be taking that Wunderlich test because that guy, that's incredible. And they're talking about that at ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. But the reason no one drafted him is because he's stupid. That whatever this test is he took.
He got a 2.
He got 2. Nobody got a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
This guy.
Nobody got a 2. They got that guy that was quirky.
2?
On TV. They had him take the test. He got a 3 and he can't even throw the football.
Bet they ball.
Out of 50.
Do you think maybe he just tests badly? Can he really be that stupid?
It might have been the pressure.
No, I know people can be very bright and test badly.
Doesn't he play well in the college level?
Yeah, he's okay. Uh-huh. But he's kind of a big doofus-looking guy.
But if you're in that big program, don't you have to kind of have your act together?
Not really.
There's a lot of
really
you have to.
You go
remember.
To a school like the U.
Mm-hmm.
You go down there and they pay for your card. You they got
someone.
Why are
they called the U now?
Mike, that's what we call it.
Miami is called the U?
We, I don't know why I say that.
Where'd they get
it pisses me off when... all the guys that go there. The guys that have gone there, like Ray Lewis. God, there's a million guys from Miami. Sean Taylor, I mean, and when they talk about...
Seems like they're not being original. I mean, they're stealing from the original, the Ohio State University.
But they're using a letter, though.
Would you stop standing up for Ohio State?
That's the only, you know, I didn't go to a big program.
Do you know that's on their diplomas?
I didn't know that. It says on if you graduate from Ohio State, it says the Ohio State University on
as
the diploma.
It should.
What's your
allegiance to Ohio State?
It's just for my buddy Bill. That's the only way I do it.
Friend. Hello.
Right?
Do a lot of their students graduate?
From Ohio State?
Yeah.
Yes, all of them.
Yeah,
100% if they don't leave early to go play ball.
Same right. thing at VCU.
Yeah. Right.
The VCU.
All right, the American University. For a while, we did call it the American University.
Really?
In fact, it might still be called the... I'm not kidding. That is the absolute truth. The American University. It was in literature, at least for a while. It wasn't called AU. American University was called the American University.
Yeah, but I think that the emphasis on the was different. It wasn't the American University. It was just... The American University.
It might still be called the American University.
Like, here's the thing. It's the Holy Bible. It's not the Holy Bible.
Well, it doesn't need it.
To me, it is.
There are a lot of other colleges out there, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bibles out there, too, Mike.
Yeah. And many of them just
Why would they call it the Ohio State University? Would it be because was there another Ohio State?
I think, isn't there, I know that there's a Miami of Ohio.
Right.
And a lot of times they say it's Miami, but it's the Miami that's in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Boy, wouldn't that suck if you bought plane tickets to Miami and you ended up in Ohio?
Can I tell you something that bothers me about working here?
Oh, if I could just finally found something?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a long time.
That's unusual.
And here it is. I don't understand why... Hey, and I'll give you a perfect example. Why we have a delay that is a minute and a half. Meaning that what we're talking about right now, you guys don't hear for a minute and a half. By the time you're calling to talk about this, we may have moved on to another topic.
Yeah, and it's kind of frustrating because we'll get rolling on something else, and then you'll call, and it's not your fault.
I don't know why there's so much delay.
It's not as easy living in the future.
Let's call the program director who knows all.
Tough when you have to work with a time machine.
No.
Here we go.
That much delay didn't help us before.
Time machine. It sure didn't buzz.
Come on now, Cameron, if you don't pick up the phone, I'm just going to call the president, President Hughes.
Yesterday, Cameron's phone was broken.
Hi, it's Cameron Gray, WJFK Operations Director. Sorry, I missed your call. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Take your call.
I still have Operations Director. Operations Director. Hey, would you see if you can find him? Hold on a second. Let me try good old B.A.
B.A.
Hello?
Hey, Beth Ann.
Hey.
B.A. Have you seen Cameron?
Yeah, he was upstairs. I was just trying to get him on his cell while you were having luck getting him on in his office. Do you want me to try that?
Yeah, would you run it? Hey, here you go, because I love seeing you run, along with everybody. Would you run upstairs and ask Cameron to call the studio, please?
Sure will.
Okay, thanks.
You going to go by the window?
No.
Thanks, B.A.
Bye.
Thank you, B.A.
That's fun for us.
Bye-bye.
No.
Bye-bye.
A man can hope, Cammy.
Now, you see, Cameron, I'm guessing he can hear up there pre-delay, so he should know now that we're looking for him. He shouldn't have to wait a minute and 20 seconds unless he's sitting up there in his office in the fetal position with the radio turned off.
And if people want to know what Cameron looks like, it is the same Cameron that was in a classic movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right.
It is the same Cameron. Here comes Joseph Ardinger.
Hi, Joe. Actually, upstairs is post-delay.
So they don't hear things live as they happen on the air upstairs?
Right, because I've run up there to get you ice or something, and the show will still be going while we're in commercial down here.
Okay. That's scary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Great. I think the reason they call it the U is because the symbol on the helmet for Miami is the big U.
That might be true. Makes sense.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
I like their helmets.
But we were discussing that long ago. What seems to me in my ADD world...
Was it long enough ago where that wasn't a relevant call?
Only because you and I were so brilliant we could fill the time in between.
Yes, this is true.
I mean, it gets down to roughly a minute. It's hard to do a show with immediacy and talk to people, yes, even about something as stupid as a football team or a movie star or right, anything, when what you're hearing is coming out of the radio a minute and a half later, because a lot of the stations that we're on have additional delays of their own.
That's right, right?
Somebody told me that...
Wisely so.
I guess if as you drive down the pockets of the country where we can be heard,
right,
you can go from station to station to station, city to city, and hear, like, the show presented in three different time segments.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same show, but because one station's running more delay.
Wow.
One station. Yeah. Hey, listen, the point is, it's starting to screw the show up because people can't call in right away with what they want to talk about.
They all start with a minute and a half delay. Then it's a question of who adds on more, right?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know why we, WJFK, why we have got a minute and a half of delay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I mean, 30 seconds tops, I think.
More people time to miss the button.
People can deal with that. I know. And Buzz, that's what this really is all about.
I know.
It's all about CYA.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you said what CYA was, we might...
Well, you could say cover your ass.
Probably.
Oh, cover your big, hairy ass.
Oh, my God.
Cover your big,
redundant.
Hairy ass.
Redundant.
And if I could take another moment to fill as we still wait for the program director.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
As I pointed out yesterday, Tony, our chief engineer, is, like myself, a black man.
Yes.
Now, he is a proud black man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fake black man.
There's the hotline.
Hold on. Hello?
Perfect.
Yeah, I was kidding yesterday. Buzz had a story about something with the black people, and I played the Tony Diggs tape, because Tony, he's right there, he's button 39.
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
Right?
Right.
So, anyway, Tony then cracked us up, because he stood at the window, and he said, you know...
Who, me?
What, me? I'm black?
It's hysterical.
I heard today that someone told him, someone who works in the back office...
Thought he was Greek.
Told Tony Diggs that they thought he was Greek.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that.
You should call him and get the full story, but what happened is he mentioned something about a blaxploitation picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the person...
Like Blackula?
Yeah, something like that, or perhaps like a Pam Grier movie, perhaps.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Mandingo.
He said, oh, that's a good one, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hold on, someone's calling us. Hello?
Hi, someone here.
Oh, it's Cameron.
There you are.
Here you go.
And Tony said, they asked him, who in your family is black? He said, well, myself, my wife, my children. And it was shocking. They thought he was Greek.
Shocked. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, Don.
Did we wake you?
How's it going up there, buddy?
It's great, buddy.
Okay.
Always has been.
I don't know if you've heard this or not, but this 80-second delay...
Yeah.
It's killing us because there's no immediacy. It's like we say something and we know that we have to wait to almost 2 minutes, a minute and a half to 2 minutes for people to track with it and call in and get on the air.
Right.
So what can we do to eliminate some of that time?
But why today is an issue? Because we've had it for a couple months now. Why have you noticed it today?
Oh, I've noticed it every day. It's just today was one day in particular. We were talking about something, and then we started talking about something else.
The delay finally caught up with us.
Yeah, the final. Right. So anyway, what can we do to cut that down so that we can have some true immediacy with people listening?
Off the top of my head, I do not know. I will consult.
With who?
Consult.
With who? With who?
With others in the building.
The president?
The others.
With Rob.
Have you noticed on 24, that the guy who's president right now really has the managerial style of Michael Hughes?
Very similar. Very similar and very frightening.
Cameron, would you like to comment on that?
I've never seen the show.
You've never seen the 24?
Uh-huh. That's a good thing in this game.
Oh, okay, well, then I'll just explain it to you. The guy who's president now, because the president was in a helicopter crash.
Yes.
The guy who's president now, although he looks nothing like Michael Hughes.
Air Force One crash.
Right. I'm sorry, Mike. I think he looks like Nixon, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Is the guy he looks like.
He's a little jowly.
Anyway, right. He is absolutely unable to make a decision.
Paralyzed.
And then everything he does, well, first off, he's in a bunker.
Has Michael ever come to you and said, Cameron, tell me what to do?
I haven't seen the show.
Okay.
Well, he had a tough decision to make, and one of his greatest decisions was that he was going to go in the bunker down beneath in case the big one dropped, because he was scared. And then he was worried for a while that Mujibur was after him specifically.
And then they're right on the verge of catching the big bad terrorist,
mm-hmm.
and he sends the Secret Service out to arrest the main hero of our story.
That's Jack horrible. Bauer. And then they tell him, they say, listen, the reason that Mujibur, the bad guy, got away is because you sent them to arrest Jack Bauer.
Then his attitude is basically, my God, what have I done? I have made a mistake.
And now they're going to have to bring back the big black president from the Allstate ads.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you see how this is so relevant?
I think we should send a bill to Channel 5 for that advertisement for the show.
Oh, and I'm sure if anybody had anything at all funny or witty to say to that, it would be nice to be able to take that call from them right now. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, anybody calling you to say something about you and anything you've said, they won't hear for another minute and a half.
You see, Cameron, it was like this. They were all on the verge of catching Habib Marwan. They were right there. They had the best mission of this season, of the entire show. Mm-hmm. They were on the verge of catching the guy. Everything was in place and everything was correct. And then at the last second, the Secret Service showed up and kind of injected themselves into the situation. It's kind of like the Bill O'Reilly situation. It's a little bit
it's
like
exactly
that.
It's exactly like the Bill O'Reilly situation, Mike. It's exactly like.
What it was.
Like John, Bill O'Reilly's the terrorist.
Yes. John, what delay would you like, sir?
Now he wants to get off the phone.
I'd love, you know, listen, if you guys are cool with 30 seconds, I think, listen.
That's reasonable.
You know, we can handle that, a 30-second delay.
30 seconds. The number I shoot for is 30.
That's the number.
Okay.
20.
I report back.
Cameron?
Mike?
25.
No.
That's why he's a good, strong man.
Yeah. You know, this is going to put us home 50 seconds later.
And we're talking about less than half of what's currently there.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
And why do we have 80 seconds of delay?
Cameron Wunderlich.
Why is there almost a minute and a half of delay that originates from here, the station that broadcast? Why? I mean, what's going to happen in 80 seconds? Is it because the F-bomb got through a couple of weeks ago?
No, it was before that. It was problems with another show.
Problems with another show?
What show?
Is it a show about class?
Another show on WGFK Radio, 106.7 FM.
Is it a show about cars?
That goss.
You couldn't control Bonnie.
That potty mouth goss.
You know, Cameron, I mean, there are times I'll bust your balls. I really don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Was it Ron and Fez? Was it
our show?
Was it Howard? What show was it?
I'd rather not name names, but we ran out of delay because of another show.
Hmm. Okay, so now because...
This is not the delay is not punitive against Don and Mike. It's to protect the station.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll work on that 30 seconds?
I will work on lowering it. I can't guarantee a number.
Yeah, boy, he's fitting right in, isn't he?
Okay. All right, well, there he is. Oh, and I also want to tell you something that I've not said to your face, but I'll say it to you now on the radio. The things that I have heard Ron Bennington say about you,
yes.
I find to be absolutely abhorrent, and I don't think you're a male secretary. I think, you know what you are?
I know you're mortally wounded by his words.
You are a secretary, my man.
Right, yeah.
There's no need to be gender specific. You're a secretary, and I'm offended when I hear shock jock Ron Bennington refer to you as a male secretary.
A male secretary.
That's
degrading. It's like saying a male nurse. It's not relevant anymore.
What he's saying is there's something feminine about the
something
fact that you're a secretary, that you take dictation and that you write notes all day. You know, listen, be proud you're a secretary. Anyway, good talking to you.
Come on.
He goes. I think you really cheered him up.
I think so.
I think he's having a better day now than he was before.
Mm-hmm. You see, he has the title program director.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Cameron Graves.
Very glad that he took our call.
Me too. He sounded happy.
He sounded happier when he got off the phone than when he started.
Well, anyway, I wish they would fix that. Just give us some time to get closer. I never thought I'd say get closer to the people that are listening to the show.
Call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Another problem solved on the Don and Mike show.
Right.
See,
yeah.
That's how you get things done.
What can I do for you?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm right here. Sir.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, once again, Mike here. What can I do to help you?
He is absolutely...
That would have been a delay, Joe.
Dead. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how's it going?
Turn
your radio down, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was calling from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I wanted to know if you wanted to listen to a few seconds to see how long Agatha is here down
no,
here.
No, thank you. No,
sorry.
I'm sure it's, that one I deleted out.
Yes. All right. Now you've gone.
I'm sorry.
Now, who wrote that joke for you?
Yeah, somebody's helping a little too much.
Did Ron Bennington write that joke for you?
Oh, my God.
That was foul.
Unacceptable.
It involved a part of the body.
I think he dipped that phone into Bayou.
Hello, Don and Mike show that we can't talk about. Part of the body. Hello.
Don and Mike, this is Edgar Stiles.
Yes. Hey, that's a good Edgar Stiles.
Hi, Edgar.
How you doing, Edgar? How are things at the computer screen?
It's horrible. My mom got killed by the plume. It's terrible.
Hey, but, you know, Mike, your theory that Edgar may join with Chloe last night.
Yes. Absolutely. I think they will be joined as one.
You are the best.
You're fantastic. That's great.
We had an 80-second delay here at CTU. We'd be in so much trouble.
You got to do more of a lisp, a little bit more of a lisp. Exaggerate it a little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Special Agent Jack Bauer.
Jack.
A half has passed. You guys are blowing this show. You're blowing this show.
Okay. Everybody's a funny guy.
No, see, we can't. It's Tuesday. It's officially Audition for Mike's Job Tuesday.
See, but we could have gotten rid of those callers earlier and in a quicker and timelier manner if we had less delay.
When will you start accepting tapes for the camp?
That made no sense. I know that made no sense.
We do not accept our first tape until the end of April.
So mimics, polish your craft.
Yeah, I like to get most of them in mid-May.
Also from around the radio station, we've been told Beth Ann McBride, Church Mouse. You know, she hears everything.
Yeah, thank God.
She was telling me today that the people that are installing the carpet in the radio station are really, really pissed.
Really? Why? At us?
No, not at us. Excuse me, are you on that line?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
There are other people who are not happy working in this building.
Hello,
B.A.
Yeah, really, it's just kind of strong.
Oh, well, now hold on.
Well, they're just glad to be almost done.
Hold on. Disgruntled and unhappy is what you said.
It's not an easy job.
That's specifically what I wrote down, and you said they are disgruntled and unhappy. I equate that to pissed off. So,
well, in the moment while they're doing it, I didn't think they realized how much work it would be.
What?
So,
that's for a professional carpet. They do commercial carpet, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they realized what the station has held on through to the last, years.
Tell us what kind of stuff are the people that are installing the carpeting? What are they saying about this place? Why are they disgruntled and unhappy?
Well, I heard one of them say, "I have never worked so hard to get so little done."
Hmm.
I mean, they had to move everything, and people had, everything in their office.
Right. Are they illegals?
Not like anybody. I mean, there was boxes everywhere. People kept everything. There was furniture everywhere.
Are they illegals?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't think that Michael Hughes just drives his pickup truck to that part of Fairfax County every day where they
pick up guys? Come on, guys.
In front of the 7-Eleven, all the guys with their burritos.
Do you think there's anything we can do as a company to make them more gruntled?
Burn the place down.
So, specifically, what have you heard them say?
I don't think they realized that there would be that much stuff to move.
They have to move a lot of furniture and stuff.
Hold on. Let me generalize again, because I love doing that, and stereotyping again.
Okay.
Is this simply, are you commenting simply on the work ethic of the people wherever they're from?
No, they work very hard.
The way I understand it with a commercial carpeting job, normally it's the responsibility of the place where people work to get everything cleared out of there, and it sounds like maybe that wasn't done post-haste.
Yeah, I think we would all probably have gotten maybe a C and that, maybe a D.
I mean, weren't people asked to move their stuff?
Why'd you with the D?
Weren't people asked to move their stuff, Beth Ann?
I'm sorry?
Weren't people asked to move their stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had to all be moved, I think, last Friday, so it could be ready.
So nobody, at least in this building, moved their stuff.
I moved all my stuff, I'm ready.
I moved all my stuff, and I still have the old carpet.
So some people haven't done that?
I think it's been piecemeal, and, they come in so early, some people aren't here, and maybe people thought that they could move their stuff.
Why did you tell these migrants to hang around for an hour tomorrow? Because I guess they knock off at 2 for a siesta. But tell them to hang around until 3, until 3, and,
Don?
Right. Yes, Mike?
I just want to enlighten you.
Yeah?
The carpet crew?
Yes.
They're Swiss.
All right, very good.
Okay, please. Quality.
Then they have Plains great the hands. Now, are these the same people that I said the other day, the woman looked like Jack Hay?
No. That's
no.
Security
no.
camera
security
people.
Security cameras.
Right.
People.
Okay.
Different contractor.
All right, well, then bring these folks in, bring these aliens in, and ask them if they'd like a chance to live the American dream, to speak out against the man, and tell us why they hate laying carpet here at the
station.
Are
they putting new carpeting in the studio?
That's the plan, eventually.
They might be more at home on El Zol.
You know, Bethann, you've got the culture of WJFK, though. Yeah. That was a perfect WJFK answer.
Was it?
That's the plan, ?
Hello, Gary.
That's the plan, ...
Right, exactly.
I am coming up on my first anniversary.
Ah, very good. John Norman, yes.
No carpet in the studios at all.
Oh, okay.
Enjoy
really?
The old stuff.
Hey, good.
What?
Yeah, because we really don't need it in here.
Like it matters. Come on, like it matters. I just thought it was great someone else hates being here besides the people who work here. Even the people who lay the carpet down hate being here. But I would love to talk to them, Beth Ann.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. I'm ripping up my carpet and putting it out in the hall.
Oh, and do you have the idiot exam for us? We can take that in a few minutes.
I sure do.
The Wunderlich test.
I have one for each of you.
Wunderlich.
Like different ones?
No, it's the same questions. And I think I found an error on the test.
Of course.
So I didn't give you that question.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye.
I'm sorry I'm late.
There was supposed to be some sort of apparatus that would lift all furniture so they could carpet under it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that is. The instructions were...
I think that apparatus is called, Tony Diggs. Called Tony Diggs.
Yep, exactly.
Right. Big guy with big arms.
The instructions
who
were...
Who might be black or might be green. Or both.
Take everything off your desk, put it in a box, then put the box on your desk.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's what I did. Which to me... seems, why not just leave it there?
And now I find out I'm keeping a stained piece of crap that I'm sitting on now.
So we're not getting any carpet, that's what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Had you known that, you wouldn't have stained it.
This is gross. The health department would shut this down when I call them.
You know what, actually the other day we did have a spill in here and Rob said, let it go.
Yeah, we get new carpeting now.
I don't recall a spill.
And I guess I apologized. I pulled a Liddy. I pulled a Liddy without the Tupperware.
Is that why there's slightly a sulfuric smell in here?
Yeah, but it really wiped up nice. There's actually a clean spot over there.
You reached the mailbox of Tony Diggs with WJFK Radio. After the tone, please leave a message. Thank you.
Now, who's that?
Why is Tony letting Matt do his answering?
Who is that?
He was touching him and recording him.
Right. Tony, it's Don and Mike. We're looking for you. You big Greek hunk of love.
And a special hi to Matt.
Bye, Tony.
I ate fried food today.
But also, Tony, if you know anything about the cleaning people who, I'm sorry, the carpeting people. Who hate working here. Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right, here comes Tony. Tony's coming in right now.
Here he is. He's calling your voice, but come on in, Tony.
Here's the man with the answers right now.
Here he is right
now. What's going on?
Our main man. Our engineer, Tony Diggs. Hi, Tony.
Good afternoon.
And what do you know about the disgruntled, unhappy carpet layers?
Actually, she was right. They had no clue there was as much in each office as there was.
Okay.
And while they can hydraulically lift the cubicles.
Yes.
There's nothing they can do for the desk except manhandle it.
Oh.
And the boxes and the chairs and just everything.
So they're pretty fed up then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't they quit then?
I think some of them did. I only had three today. There used to be six.
I don't even have to form a union.
Sounds like the sales department.
And there you are, the worker's friend. There you are, the worker organizer. Why they quit that? Go ahead, Andrew Carnegie. What else do you have to say?
Hey, come on. You ever been to Carnegie Hall? Thank you. You ever been to the Carnegie Deli? I wear that proudly, Mike.
There you go. Don Geronimo. Robber Baron.
And Tony, about your ethnicity.
Okay.
Who was it? Can you tell us who it is that thought you were Greek?
Someone in traffic.
That means it was one of our two favorites back there. It was either J-Law or Go-Go Gomez.
That's so cute.
Yeah, we're going to have to change Bacardi Limon to Uzo.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll work for anybody.
I hear it does.
I'm going to guess it was Go-Go Gomez.
You would be correct.
That's great.
That's great.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. There he is.
I know what I'm going to get Tony at the Christmas party. I'm going to get him one of those Greek fishing hats. That's what I'm going to get him, absolutely. What's that?
He said baklava.
Baklava. Oh, this is a crazy funny place.
Sure.
You call him Robbie?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Do we have, some Greek music?
Traffic.
Hey, Robbie or J-Law?
Oh, it's Robbie.
Hey, hi, Robbie.
Hi,
Robbie.
Hi.
Hey, Robbie. So.
Oh, that's cute.
you thought that Tony Diggs was Greek, huh?
Yeah.
Why? I mean.
I don't know.
And.
This music.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Did he laugh?
Yeah.
He did. He laughed.
Uh-huh.
It starts slow, this Greek music.
It takes a while. It's like our delay.
It's like when you're doing the Greek dance.
It takes a second for everything to get in.
Have you ever done the Greek dance? Have you ever gone to a Greek wedding?
No.
Only my big fat Greek wedding.
Oh, I've been to one. Where all the guys like put their arms on their shoulders and do that. It's fantastic. Robbie Gomez, you're Greek, right? You know that.
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
All right, goodbye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Boy, this does start slow.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
I got to ask you a question. Is this your Herb Alpert again?
Yeah, but it's Zorba.
Is this now? We're using Herb Alpert for everything.
That's right.
Every ethnic song we have will be based out of the Herb Alpert Tijuana Brass.
We got a break.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
He's Greek.
Come on, where is it?
This is much more Tijuana Brass than it is Greek.
To me, when does it pick up?
Absolutely. You should have edited this part off.
When does it start like? Yep, yeah, but like the dance. Come on, here we go. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Let's pick up the tempo here.
Here we go.
And. Come on.
Whoop-a!
Here we go. Finally.
Yeah.
This is what we're looking for. Yeah, baby. Greece.
Whoop-a!
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Stellar
job. Greece. Greece.
You heard I'm doing my morning show at night.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Whoop-a!
Right. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. Yeah. Hey, I'm in a carpet business, and frankly, you know, those guys are pulling your chain because our estimators come in to move carpet and furniture before we install it, and we did that big time. We make a lot of money doing that.
Hold on, I was actually listening to the song there for a moment.
What's the point you're making?
I apologize.
The point is that when we install carpet and sell carpet,
yes,
we estimate the job, including moving the furniture. We have no problem, and we make a lot of money.
Great. Can you come out here tomorrow and finish the job? Because I've just asked all the people that are pissed off to quit. Can you come do it?
Don Geronimo, Robert Barron.
Come on, you got to fight for your right to party.
That's right.
Hello. Right. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm coming from 80 seconds from now, and your ratings are through the roof.
Thanks.
I'm glad you have the blues.
The blues.
Yes. Get a blue shirt.
And, of course, you know about George Lopez, right?
Yes, George Lopez. Very exciting news.
He got a kidney from his wife.
Did he really?
You did not know that.
No, I mean, I've been ill.
Do you have the blues? Yes, you've been so ill.
I am so upset you didn't tell me. Who gave me the kidney?
Your wife.
Oh, wow. I love her.
You should.
That is very good of her to do that for me. Give me a break. Or a kidney.
So now you'll be able to number one all you like.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. Thank you, my wife, lovely wife of mine, for keeping me off of dialysis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
George Lopez, you know, every once in a while, you grab onto a star, and it's just as he's starting to explode onto the national scene, and that's the way we feel with...
And internally.
That's the way we feel with George Lopez.
Oh, thank God for my beautiful wife. Yeah. I thought it was almost over.
Did they give you the blues?
That would have given me the blues not to get the kidney. I would have died.
Hello,
that's right.
Don Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that the University of Miami is called the U because of their logo.
Okay, now see, I don't think this is a delay issue because
this is a late to the party issue.
We talked about it like 20 minutes ago. We talked about that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Who would think that Chloe and Jack Bauer did have the same body count in the same hour?
No kidding. I have never thought Chloe was as hot as she was.
What was the total body count last night?
Last night after
the body count game.
Boy, Chloe did open up on that guy at the end.
Yeah.
She blew him away.
Yeah. And did you say you play the body count game on 24?
Right. How many were whack last night?
How many total were whack last night?
There were the two in the house, the guy that's in the disco, the one Chloe whacked and the next door neighbor that came out and said, what the hell's going on?
Oh, right. Oh, you know what?
Pretty good.
Here's a great thing about 24, because you do have to suspend disbelief.
Right.
And I'm watching it with Frida, of course, and she said to me, when all this was going on, she said, come on, a neighbor would come out. A neighbor, and then finally, yeah, the guy comes out in the white beater, and he's just like, oh, hi.
Bam. Did you say, are you happy now? You know what I said when I saw that? He should have stayed in his house. Man, that was a big error.
So what's the body count on 24 last night?
Total five.
Five.
Total of five.
Yeah, right. And Chloe and Jack both got one.
Well, Jack, the L.A. morgue must know when Jack Bauer's in town.
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer's into everything. Crazy.
And I love the fact that it's just like Jack Bauer is a name that's known by everybody.
Right.
The president's in his private cubicle, and all those people are, and they just go, well, who's in charge? Well, Jack Bauer.
You notice how they glossed over.
Okay, well, who's in charge? Well, Jimmy Sources. Okay, all right.
You know how they glossed over that little I resigned and now I'm reinstated thing.
Right.
You know, yeah. they just kind of glossed over that.
Sure. Right. And that's also like if things went, although you can't do this, you can't use this analogy with Cheney. Because Cheney's like Dr. Evil. Mm-hmm. But let's say that this Bush had Quayle as his vice president.
Right.
And this Bush went down for whatever reason, if Air Force Down went one. That would be like if they called Clinton up and they said, listen, right, Quayle is totally mishandling this.
Sure.
Can you come in and handle this? You know, and he'd be like the big black president from Allstate, Clinton.
I've been following it on the news all night. It's a bad day for our country. I'll be right over. Thanks. How you doing? I'll talk to the wimp. It'll be a pleasure.
Yes.
How you doing? Okay, I'm here to help you, Potato. Let's get rocking and rolling.
We got to hit this mark. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit.
Yeah.
The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
Hey. Look, let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, witness! Hey. Let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I've got too many of these.
Oh, Christ's sake, B.A., we're not the team!
The Don and Mike Show. It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M., the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that Charlie M.
Charlie M., you made me pop your eye out for Charlie M.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official website of our show. Go there. Now,
here's good old Tommy James.
I really like Tommy James and the Shondells, and I guess the moment that I realized what a has-been really is was, oh gosh, I don't know, like, we just got married, so 81, 82.
Right.
I think I mentioned this to you before, that Bobby Poe, a guy that used to run a radio gossip sheet, a record sheet, called me up and said, hey, come on out. He had a one-hole golf course in his backyard.
Right.
He said, hey, son, come on out. Bring your bride. I got somebody you want to meet. So we went all the way to Potomac to Bobby Poe's mansion.
Right.
And sure enough, sitting out there by the pool, by the one-hole golf course, was Tommy James.
Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells.
And right, he looked like Ron Wood, except Ron Wood as he is today, add about 30 years, like maybe when you dig up Ron Wood's casket.
Cadaver-like?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Skin hanging off of bone?
Just the worst, but what can I say? Now I want to make it my new catchphrase. I'm Tommy James, bitch.
Is Tommy James still with us?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, this is why I'm just so upside down all the time about everything. I left that day. Oh, that's sad. That's so awful. Boy, I felt awkward.
Yeah.
Kissing his ass because he's just an old broke down guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't know. A couple of years later, it's like, you want to go see Tommy James in concert? Yeah.
You got into it.
Are you kidding? Yes.
How was the concert?
It was good.
You wanted to support him. It was fine.
That's the word I was looking for, Mike.
It was fine.
You know when it's fine, you know what that means.
Yeah. See the end?
Let's talk about something else. It was a big crowd.
Yes.
Big crowd at the craft fair.
Yeah, I was going to say, what mall do you go to?
Many of the original Shondells also with him? Or
no, he was Sans.
Solo guy now?
Sans Shondells.
Shondells were with him through the magic of audio tape.
One of them works here.
Who doesn't love the Shondells?
Yeah. The thing is, listen, before we take this Wonderlic test, there was something today that I saw on the road that I've only seen in a movie one time, in a Burt Reynolds movie. Is it the movie Hooper, where he's the stunt guy?
Okay.
He's got, like, Jan Michael Vincent in it.
Right.
So. Okay.
There's a stunt they do in the movie where there's some cop that's... Burt Reynolds is driving his car the wrong way down the road.
Right, it's like a...
it's a three-lane high... Three lanes going each way on a superhighway.
Right.
And... They're driving, you know, three abreast, and the two cars on the outside lanes are going forward, and Burt Reynolds' car is going the other way, but he's turned around, and he's driving backwards, and he's actually keeping up with these guys, and they're throwing in beers in the car,
right.
Okay? Just remember that when I tell you this.
Is Paul Williams in the car with him?
And I think Jan Michael Vincent is. I think you're getting that mixed up with...
Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit. Now, I'm coming to work today... The road is Route 7, which leads from one part of Northern Virginia that's overpopulated to another part, but it's a major road, and the speed limit is 55.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know where the guy got on the road. I don't know how the guy got on the road, but I swear to you on my kid's life, today at 12:38, I got on Route 7, major intersection.
Right.
I am just past the Wawa or whatever the hell, the Sunoco, whatever it is, going through the light, driving, and I notice, I swear, the guy next to me, and he's not on the shoulder. It's two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way. He's going 40 miles an hour the wrong way.
Oh, dear.
So he's going with you, but he's going backwards?
Yes. Now, understand, I'm driving my car like this, face front.
Right.
His car, the tail lights are in the back, and the guy's sitting like this.
Was he in a pre-suit?
No, he wasn't.
I'm making Burt Reynolds movie.
I know you were. No. But he was the man who loved women. Or what was that?
Man who loved cat dancing.
Yeah. Oh, and The End. Also, yes. Like, maybe the worst Burt Reynolds movie ever.
I loved them all.
But if I know it's a long shot. If anybody
so
was out
was
there.
So what was he trying? What did you?
Here's what I cannot figure out.
What did you figure he was doing?
I don't know if he, I was thinking maybe he got a jump on the side of the road, because, you know, a lot of times cars face the wrong way when you pull up to give somebody a jump on the side of the road. However, when I drove, it's not a question of what I saw when I drove by, because by the time I worked my way up in traffic, he was driving in traffic in the right-hand lane.
Was he trying to get to some point?
I don't know.
Oh, God. He was going in the correct direction, but he was in reverse. He was driving the car in reverse, is that right?
Yes,
and he was almost at speed.
He was the speed limit's 55 on this road.
He was going 40 backwards?
I passed him at 40.
Wow.
I'm not making this up.
Was he yelling, pleh, pleh? That is an old joke of Professor Backwards when he died.
A great one.
Famed comedian Professor Backwards passed away this weekend. People around his neighborhood were said to ignore his cries of pleh, pleh.
I love that
Saturday Night Live radio joke.
I know the odds are very small that anybody was on the road at the time, and for all I know, the guy ended up pulling off on the side, and maybe there was a good reason for it, but I swear to Christ, I go by today, and the guy, and he was doing it nonchalantly.
Right, of course.
The guy's going 40, and he's doing that thing. I got a little microphone over here.
Arm on
the... You know, like, when you're going to back up somewhere, turn around, and you got your one arm that's kind of on the headrest.
Right.
He's doing this thing as he's going back. And now it's a straight road and everything, but it's 40 miles an hour.
And he was keeping up with you? And he was keeping the car straight?
Yes, he was keeping the car straight.
Wow.
And there was a car in front of him and a car behind him that were doing 40. I was going in the left-hand lane.
Is there any chance that Shirley MacLaine and Mary Lou Henner were in the back seat in Nuns outfits?
Cannonball Run 2.
Those Burt Reynolds movies. God, what crap.
None of you have mentioned Jim Neighbors and Stroker Ace.
Stroker Ace.
All right, I'll take you to
that.
A totally different Burt Reynolds place then, if we're going to play the Burt Reynolds game. What about that awful movie with Jill Clayburgh?
Oh,
Starting over.
Is
that the worst?
I hated anything with Jill. I hated Jill Clayburgh.
I know.
With her red runny nose.
Listen, yeah, she's the snot queen of New Orleans. She always, really is.
Always had the bright red nose.
Booger babe. I mean.
Booger babe.
And she always wore those crocheted things that back in the 70s, somebody told her she looked good in.
Why was she a famous actress? What did she bring to the table?
Because Diane Keaton hadn't been born yet. I mean, there was,
couldn't do everything.
Because there was nobody else that could handle. Because Sally Field had already blown him off. Or
there was a.
It was before he. I don't know. There wasn't anybody there.
There was an era of ugly actresses. I mean, just not pretty actresses. Marsha Mason was in that category. You had Jill Clayburgh. Marsha Mason.
But there was the Neil Simon factor.
Yeah, she had the Simon factor.
He loves her. However, listen, Marsha Mason.
Baby.
You see better boobs, seriously, go down to the daycare center.
Look at him.
Wow.
They're a good match.
Yeah, that's true. Neil Simon.
Yeah, he's no catch. I mean, really, you know.
Do they have any kids?
They both should call themselves lucky.
His name is Clay Aiken.
Lovely.
I believe she found his purse very attractive.
Yes, of course.
Someone who actually was on this road today with a guy going backwards. I pray. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
All right. I just wanted to let you know that the guy was probably going reverse because his transmission failed and only reverse worked. That commonly happened before.
How does that account for him pointing in that direction?
How'd he get the car turned around?
He wasn't pointing in that direction?
No. Understand what I'm saying. You know, like if you're going to back your car down a driveway?
Right.
Okay.
He was backing up.
That's how he was driving. Like, or if you're going to back out of a parking spot, that's how he was driving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
He's caught up now.
Thanks for the solution.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don, Mike. This is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Well, you were saying I did that before. I was in downtown Bluemont, Virginia, and transmission went out in my car. I picked up my daughter, and I drove it backwards 12 miles from Bluemont to Round Hill in reverse. And you talk about the looks from people. It was funny.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. But listen, here's the thing.
Maybe that's a plausible explanation. The guy's transmission was shot.
But he really upset Sheriff Roscoe.
But why wouldn't you keep it in the emergency lane with your...
I don't know, Junior.
With your emergency zone, with your blinkers on, this dude is doing 40 miles an hour like nothing.
Well, it's not safe to drive in reverse, and he wanted to minimize the time on the road.
Did he look like Dom DeLuise in like a cape?
Captain, you gotta look at it this way, too. I had my daughter back to the house, and I had nowhere to go forward, can only go backwards.
That's right.
All right, so you drove backwards with your kid in the car.
Well, yeah, that wasn't bad, though. Little two-lane road.
Did you have anybody to call?
No, didn't have a cell phone at the time.
Right,
gotcha.
And it's like, Jesus, kid, somebody coming over to the house, I gotta get there, nowhere to make a call. So
did it make you wish you had a second and third gear in reverse? Yeah, because that torque, that RPM just goes wing.
Yeah,
that's a better line.
Don and Mike Show.
This is Alvin Stockton. I want to talk to the guys about a Clay Aiken credit card.
You're approved, sir. Congratulations.
A friend of my dad's had a car that only turned right, and he would have to plan out his route in advance. Because he couldn't make left turn.
Well, what the hell would he do if, like, the car was gearing over?
He could never be in NASCAR, then, if he couldn't make a left-hand turn.
No, he'd go the other way.
What if he got rolling straight and the car kind of, like, went around a sort of a bend to the right?
He planned ahead. It was mostly in neighborhoods. They were in high school.
Mike, we call this Tim McWilliams syndrome.
It's a perfect car for him.
Looking right at you there, Donnie.
He only makes right turns.
That's right.
Remember Tim McWilliams, the singing sales guy?
Yeah.
He still works here. And now he looks like he should belong in the Michigan, what do they call those guys? The
militia?
Yeah, the militia guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Although he doesn't wear the fatigues and the camis,
no.
He's got like the Donald Sutherland 3-day growth of beard.
He never visits us anymore.
And the offbeat rooster-like haircut.
Seems to himself now.
At least he doesn't dress the way Alan told him to dress. Now he's all in complimentary sport shirts.
He should look into getting some money from this company. Tim McWilliams should.
Well, of course.
Because Alan line one when Alan was the GM here before, one of our many general managers. He actually pulled this guy aside and said, like, I don't like the way you dress. There's a certain way that you should dress. I just read somewhere that it's some radio station somewhere, maybe an Infinity station.
It is an Infinity station. It's in Philadelphia, the Eagles Radio Network, a sales guy for them. Yeah. I guess they gave out a manual that said if you're Hispanic, don't grease down your hair because that'll look stereotypical.
If you're,
if you're black,
don't wear an afro.
No afros. Oh, my God.
Also,
this guy sued, and he got $600,000
from
the company.
Money. He got the money.
Which is why we're only carpeting up to the studios. And not,
correct.
Not into the studio.
Right.
And don't forget, Alan had Tim dye his hair.
Alan did that?
Yeah,
don't you remember that? Yeah. He had him dye it.
I read that, Mike, buddy. Don't you remember?
You know, Tim's probably heading to the courthouse right now.
Yeah. He's going to try and sell time to the courthouse.
Tim used to be on this show all the time. He used to sing on the show and come in and vent sometimes.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak.
I'm not really sure what happened there.
I miss him.
Late to McWilliams.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Didn't y'all ever see the Burt Reynolds movie where they drove backwards the
Hey, didn't y'all ever hear the part of the show when I started the story by saying the only place I'd ever seen anything like that was in a Burt Reynolds movie called Hooper, co-starring Jan Michael Vincent? I guess you didn't hear that, but tell me something. How's that booger taste that you just picked?
Well, you know, I tell you what, I'm riding on the highway here, and you wouldn't believe all the pretty girls riding on the cars.
Well, so you've got that
He's
going
totally
for
not fazed by it.
Good for you, sir.
That's pretty girls out there on this fine day.
Enjoy. I tell you what, I could go for a booger right now.
I'm waiting for one of them to lift their shirt up and say, "How you doing?"
Hey.
Gomer says,
"Hey."
That time of year.
Get out of here, please. Oh. Wait on that. That one didn't look fine. Hold on that test. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hey, did you hear the? Did you see the previews for the new Rosie O'Donnell movie? With she plays a special person.
Yeah, you know. Oh,
isn't that a TV movie?
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. Rosie O'Donnell played a retarded girl one time on TV.
She's done it once before.
Yes.
Calling. They're coming back with Rosie Meets Corky, Life Goes On movie. They got
her. Yeah, it's going to be on CBS on May 1st, and it stars that actress I hate, Andie MacDowell.
Andie MacDowell and Rosie O'Donnell.
And Rosie O'Donnell's...
They got to do a comeback movie with Life Goes On with her and Corky.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah,
I bet Corky wouldn't repeat himself as much as you. Didn't get any funnier the second time.
I disagree.
Okay.
All right, guys. Hey, they announced when I called for your number in Buffalo, they announced, we have a 30-second delay here.
Who announced?
The 92.9.
Oh, the 92.9. Let me see if I can translate that. So, besides the 80 seconds that you're already getting, if you're listening to us on 92.9 in Buffalo,
right,
that's an additional 30 seconds.
110 seconds, then add in this guy's mental processing delay.
They said they only have a 30-second delay.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I think this guy has proven the theory. When you're a 76, pick on the 75.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Corky.
Yeah, there is a Clay Aiken credit card. That's not a joke.
Okay, well, all the helpers, can I tell you something, helpers? Okay, I'm gonna let you behind the scenes.
Uh-oh.
Go to donandmikewebsite.com. Go there right now, and if you go to today's part, the show that we're doing right now, we've got some pictures up there of things that I want to talk about on the show. Mm-hmm. The picture of the Clay Aiken thing is there. So thanks for ruining it.
Sorry.
Hello?
I'm only thinking about one thing right now.
Why?
I want one. A Clay Aiken credit card.
Sure.
I don't want to tell you where they swipe it.
Well, this one's shot.
Do you think it would be a good idea, Don, if the listeners didn't read the papers and check the internet before they listen to the show?
Well, just, you know, sometimes you guys do have some good information.
Yes, I agree.
But really, if it's something out there, oh, Rob, don't shake your head. Sometimes they do. But if it's something that's way out there, like you go to Yahoo News and you go to MSNBC, if it's there, trust me, we're going to find
it. We've seen it.
Oh, dear, your credit limit's up.
Homo. Right, Mike?
Sorry about that.
Are you worried about your kids spending money?
You've exceeded your limit.
You want to give them the MasterCard. It's called MyPlash. MyPlash.
MyPlash?
MyPlash. That's short for My Plastic Cash.
Homo.
I'd love to tell you about the wonderful features of this card. I can't find any.
Really?
I looked at the website.
What is it, a limited credit card?
It's a debit card.
It's okay.
With Clay Aiken on it.
It's got a picture, right?
Yes, it does.
The way it works, I would assume, what I would assume is that mommy and daddy can put the card, put the money in the card, and basically put a certain amount in it.
Ah.
Yes, Clay.
And then what they'll do is Junior can come along and charge something. And, of course, it's limited.
Hello.
So if he wants to, say, go out and buy a new pair of sneakers and there's not $50 in the account, he can't buy the sneakers, and that's why it's my flash.
Uh-huh. It's not a debit card. It's a debut card.
Debut card.
Debut card.
That's right, and we recommend swiping it. I recommend 10 or 12 test swipes before you take it to the store.
Go ahead, go to our webpage. There's a picture of George Lopez up already because he's got the kidney thing.
Right. I sure hope he feels better.
Hello, and there's also a fantastic picture of Cynthia Nixon's lover, who looks like Vince Lombardi.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is that a man or a woman?
Don't know.
Exactly.
Just like you, Clay.
It's a shim.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I was just wondering, maybe the guy was driving backwards down the road thinking that he could erase some miles, kind of like in Ferris Bueller.
All right, thank you.
That just brings me back to that scene. What a great scene.
And Cameron
Gray. Did we have an argument about that way back when?
Yes.
Didn't we argue about, you were saying that they could take miles off?
I told you that when I had my weird ADD thing about the odometer having to be exactly the same as the trip odometer had to be the same as the odometer on the car.
But we had an argument about the fact that you claimed that you could actually take the miles off the car.
And I did, because I sat in a parking lot and drove my car backwards in a circle.
We had a horrible argument that day because people were calling and said, it's impossible. If you drive the car backwards, you can't take mileage off the odometer.
And I remember the argument we had that day, and I still maintain. Why would I lie about it? If I was wrong, I'd say I don't give a rat's ass.
Because I think later you came around to say that what you would do is you would drive around forward to get the odometer to even out.
The zeros to match up.
You'd be going forward.
No, backwards. Well, how else would it, if
it's impossible.
It's not impossible. It wasn't impossible back then.
It is these days. I think there was a time when odometers could be backed up.
What, Henry Ford?
Right.
No, exactly. This was... We're talking about my Chevy Blazer, so this was like 1987.
That you could take mileage off. We had this discussion. I'm getting deja vu right here.
I remember where I went. I went to an elementary school by where I lived on a Sunday. Nobody was there. I drove the car backwards in a tight circle, and as I went around, I noticed the tenth of a mile thing going backwards.
Not physically possible on a car made, I would say, after 1967.
I'm lying.
Right. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm not saying we had the same discussion.
This is where we were. We're going around in circles now.
That's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
What did I do?
Killed the car.
He killed the car. Good. That's so good.
Hello, Don.
And Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hi. Was the guy driving in reverse? Did he have his radio on?
Couldn't tell you. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I was thinking maybe he was trying to negate the whole delay thing.
I knew that was coming, but it was worth the wait.
Hold on.
Hey, you know
what?
I saw it coming a mile away, but it was worth the wait.
Hold on. No, this guy...
Winner!
This guy's going to get something.
That's good.
Hold on. You are good.
Science major?
What is your name, my friend?
Well, my name is Joe, sir.
Joe, where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
All right. Here you go. How about WWE Backlash live in your home on Sunday? Pay-per-view called Comcast Cox Cable, everybody. Do you like the wrestling?
I'm not too hot on it.
It's okay. You'll enjoy it anyway. Thank you.
Okay.
You'll eat it, and you'll like it.
Okay.
You know, the right answer is, do you like the wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I have to be honest with you. I don't really love the wrestling.
Hey, can I mention one more thing about this, since I'm obsessive about it, about the backing up of the car?
Mike, I don't want to have a fight with you today.
In the event that that was true, every time you would back up, like to back out of a parking space.
Yes, you would think so, yes.
You would shave mileage off the odometer.
Yes, you would, except, God, now we're going to have the same argument, except when you back out of a parking space. You don't move a distance for a quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
Not a tenth of a mile. Not enough to budge the thing, budge the odometer.
Yeah, but it would be cumulative.
No, it would not be. It would not be. Listen, I swear to God on my kid's life, I did this and the odometer went backwards.
Okay.
All backwards stuff would be canceled by the fact that you pulled into the same parking spot.
Yeah, but also what if you were like backing up a distance and then pulling up forward a shorter distance?
It would still cancel out.
How would it cancel out?
It just does. There we go.
Don't question me.
Why can't you just, hold on.
Yeah.
You can suspend disbelief on all these dumb TV shows.
I'm suspending disbelief now. You're on your kid's life. I'm out. I can't go further than that.
Thank you.
There's no. I'm done.
Thank you.
Was it an analog odometer?
No. What?
I want to go on the record and say I was out.
It was old school, not LCD. Yeah.
Old school.
Then I think it would happen. I think it very well could happen. Shocker.
I'm out. I said. I was out already, Rob. You didn't need the tip in.
He's only agreeing because he's kissing my ass.
Did I say that?
No, when you said, shocker.
Did I say I was out after I swear? It's effing impossible. There we go. There you go. Effing impossible. I want the year of the car. We're going to have a test in the parking lot tomorrow.
1987 Chevy Blazer.
Bring one down here right now. Right now and I'll get the screwdriver.
There we go. We'll do it right now.
I'm just thinking logically, that's all. But I said I was out, and then he tipped it in, and now I'm back in again. There we go.
Maybe we can take this up at your motorcycle class.
Absolutely. Okay. We'll have a fine time, and I'll be putting the motorcycle in reverse.
Going forward.
It's going down as fast as I can.
Not in Mike's show. Hello. Hello. And he's out. What about that one?
All the phones.
Don. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, this conversation happened in 1992 when I was in high school. I was driving a 67 Mustang and tried it in the high school parking lot. And it does not work.
Great. Go screw yourself. What do you want me to say? I'd like to back over you with Mike. What do you want me to say? It didn't work for you. You remember?
It didn't work on it. Well, Mike said... After a car made after
Mike 1960. Said, well, Mike said, because Mike's the friggin' expert, because Mike is Pat Goss.
Different car, different
time. Because Mike is... Cause
you should know that any car made after 1987 would not have done that.
I'm telling you.
Where is Pat?
Pat's not here.
Shut up. I'm telling you, it happened.
This, I think with this initial discussion and argument, because I remember it was a big argument, happened right around Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We were talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I think that's when it came. I'm going to get done with it now. I'm done. I'm not talking about it anymore.
Call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, guys. Give a comment on the speedometer.
It's not the speedometer. I don't think you're qualified to join the discussion. Yeah. If you
on the end of the speedo cable that hooks into the odometer.
Now listen, what the hell does a bathing suit have to do with that?
The gear that hooks onto the speedo.
The speedo. Hello, Don and Mike show. See, here's the delay.
Yes.
This is what we said 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, and you know what that means? Is that people are going to be joining the fray now. The really dumb people are going to be coming in, supporting either side.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, if you reverse, drive in reverse.
Like you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Another WJFK announcer is on that line there. That's Pat Goss.
Pat Goss?
Pat Goss.
Pat Goss, the boss of the big sauce. Hey, Pat.
Hello.
Here he is, everybody.
Hi, Pat Goss. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Pat really knows a lot about cars.
Yeah.
Pat, is it possible in a 1987 Chevy Blazer to have driven it backwards and have the odometer go backwards?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Hey, Mike, eat one.
Wow.
Eat one, Mike.
How does that work?
Any mechanical odometer, because they're gear driven, they work forward and reverse.
Do they ratchet them now, though, so nowadays you can't do that? Or do they still work? Do mechanical ones still work that way?
Buzz? Oh, he couldn't hear you, Buzz.
Pat, I was asking, do they ratchet them now so that they don't go backwards on today's cars?
Well, all of the modern ones now are digital.
Right.
So the mechanical ones have all but gone away. So now you can't do that. But on older ones, that was a trick some of the folks who used to rent cars when you had to pay mileage on the rental car.
Thank you, Pat.
Wow, I stand corrected.
Thank you.
Would know.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Okay.
See you later. Pat's show is on WJFK. Incidentally, the show is called He Knows Everything. Saturday morning.
Smartest man in the world. I stand corrected.
Thank you.
I think if I remember, I might have lost the argument back in 1992 when you had it.
Here's the thing. Here's the only reason I got pissed off.
Why?
Because I'm telling you. Well, you think I'm hallucinating? I'm making this up?
Well, no. I don't think you're making anything up.
I'm telling you that I saw the numbers go backwards.
Well, haven't we argued about other things in our brief history together?
I wouldn't call it.
Have you always maintained that everything I say is true?
Hey, Buster.
Yeah?
I wouldn't call 20 years brief.
And I don't recall any. Have you never in your mind had a fact that you had that you were certain of? And you'd argue it to the death.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt about that.
And then you find out you're wrong. Like, I can't tell you for the longest amount of time. I thought my wife really dug me.
I was certain.
It's just only been recently brought to my attention that she simply tolerates me. She doesn't dig me. She just tolerates
me. I mean, you want to talk? When we had that argument
I'm
before.
I'm kidding about my relationship, of course.
We never had the definitive word the last time, I don't think.
But
we had that. But did I not say I was out,
as you
said, on your kid's life?
Yeah, but then when Rob said something, you made it sound like he's ass-kissing because he's my buddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, you know, that got me going again. That's when he came over and did that.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. But that's what got me
But
going.
It would be enough if you had said to me, I swear on my kid's life, I did something and it happened, I would say, okay.
I said I was out. And then I didn't need the tip in. I got into it all over again.
But you weren't really, you were out in that way that you were out like, well, okay, here's what was said, what wasn't said.
Yes.
I know I'm right. I know we had this discussion, but I'll give it to you.
All right.
Like you didn't have your moment yesterday on the show?
No, you're right.
I can't have my moment today?
You're right. You're absolutely... I was wrong.
You tell
Damn it!
I don't care how much money he wants. That was worth it.
I will.
And so I told Rob, you call Pat Glass and you tell him, how many zeros do you want? Just say I'm right about this.
What's the B and E? What's that? The B and E.
BG.
Yeah. What is it?
BG products.
BG. Right.
I've had some problems with those.
Joe. Hi, Joe. What do you want?
Can we break? Because I have to go out to my car now and drive it backwards to see if the odometer will go back. Because I have a mechanical one.
Ah. All right.
What, you have a mechanical one?
94.
And now, 94, you see, even the mechanical.
I have to find out. Can we please go to break?
Sure. I think it might be a little newer, though.
See, I think at a certain point, even the mechanical ones wouldn't do it, right?
All right, well then, Mike, listen.
I mean, would I be right about that at least?
Yes. And right. I don't know, Jack, about cars. I just know that. I just want to say this first. I shouldn't have, in that last break, I shouldn't have flipped out of that guy for saying about the Clay Aiken card, but really, you know, I wanted to talk about it.
Right,
that's like when Buzz gets mad and people talk about the news.
Thing.
So, and also, Mike, I got to learn to be a better winner on the occasion.
No,
I'm right.
No, because I was in your kitchen on this one. You can gloat, and I am. You are.
I'm not going to gloat.
You are as gloating as I am. Pissed that I'm wrong. I'm so mad that I'm wrong. I'm very. This was a very, very bitter defeat for me.
So we're still friends?
It was big time friends.
When you're hot, you are hot. And I said, thanks a lot. When I tell you I drove the car, and I swear on the kid's life, when you're hot, you're hot. And you look at me and say, I tell you one thing, old buddy, old pal. I don't believe that can happen because I went to college and you didn't go to college. You understand that?
Okay, that's it.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm toast. I'll be whimpering for the rest of the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was just wondering, Don, the guy you saw today, was there any chance he was covered head to toe in Vaseline?
Why would that be, sir?
Burt Reynolds joke.
Burt Reynolds joke. Does anybody get that?
Bad Burt Reynolds joke. Nobody understands.
Why would Burt Reynolds be in?
Striptease with Demi Moore.
In Striptease with Demi.
Oh, yeah.
Now, hold on. I do remember he played like a corrupt politician in that movie, right?
Right.
What did he do in that movie?
He was kicking around at one point in a pair of boxer shorts and a black cowboy hat just covered with Vaseline. He said he liked how it was squishy.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll give All right. Thank you for the explanation.
I'll give him a pass.
You were right. We'll run that again.
Mike, you don't have to say that to everybody.
Yeah, I'll be doing it for the rest of the show.
Oh, please don't.
Very lucky lady right there.
Oh, hold on. Hello?
Sugar Bear?
Yes, darling?
I've always been curious about something for the last 24 hours or since last night.
Yeah?
You didn't notice anything different about me yesterday, last night?
God, is this a quiz? I hate a quiz like this.
No
really,
way.
Why do you do this on the radio? Why don't you do this in real life?
All right.
All right, hold on. No, give me a second to compose myself.
Is this after she came back from the doctor?
Yeah. Actually, no. I did not notice anything.
And I didn't get mad at you last night, did I?
I noticed you were even more pretty than you normally are.
Thank you. And I didn't get mad or frown at you last night at all, did I?
Oh. What is going on?
Oh, I'm caught up.
I'm not. I'm not what's happening.
Well, I'm lost, Buzz.
You can't frown when you get a little Botox injection.
Did you get Botox?
Yeah.
Oh, you whore.
I was
Call me Tramp.
You would
know. Desperate housewife.
Well, you know, it's definitely on topic. We were talking about turning the odometer back.
All sins are forgiven. You have wiped the slate clean.
Oh, yeah.
You do not say any Hail Marys,
I'm
our
back.
Fathers.
No,
come on.
I feel good now.
There you go.
Very good.
Go. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Were you hot?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Right. You're hot. It's free to understand. Botox. It's like turning an odometer back.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're hot, Mike.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that.
I got a million questions now.
Sugar Bear, it's good. I was actually irritated with you last night. didn't express it.
Yeah, but, well, it must have just come through as your normal dislike of me because I didn't sense any new... my spider senses didn't detect any new way that I was pissing you off.
I know, because I didn't frown at you.
Where did they shoot you?
They shoot you in right between the eyes.
Wow.
That's where I'd like to shoot you.
Stop it.
With the Botox. And I wouldn't shoot it with Botox. I'd shoot it with Bovice.
Wow, Botox.
Yeah, you know what? And I was thinking about it. I didn't say anything last night. I was just waiting. But I was thinking, if you got some, you couldn't make that Chloe face.
Yeah.
Would you stop comparing me to Chloe?
Chloe O'Brien. Please refer to her as Chloe O'Brien.
Chloe O'Brien.
And not to be stupid, but what exactly does it do or what is it supposed to do? I know it's basically a poison, right?
It
paralyzes your skin.
It's the
toxin.
It keeps, you know, those
it's
lines
smart.
That right
it's
between
smart
your eyebrows? when you're concentrating or when you're frowning, right between your eyebrows.
Well,
if you concentrated, you'd have little lines there, and it just tells those muscles can't make those lines.
It paralyzes the muscles with the toxin from botulism.
Really? True, Buzz. No, that's absolutely
works.
True.
That's how
that those are the germs. And now I'm sad to say, you, darling, my lovely wife, I must play this for you.
New and improved Joker products.
What?
New and improved Joker
products.
Oh, yeah.
That's Joker like, you know, because you're gonna have the Joker face.
I didn't have any. There was not. You can't even tell.
You didn't notice. How long does it last?
Like 3 months.
Wow.
Now, when will you be able to frown again? Just so he'll know.
No, you know what? I was joking. You can. I mean, your face isn't paralyzed. You can still make expressions.
Right.
Those little lines.
How much do we have to pay to paralyze your face?
No, you have to. If you want to really paralyze it, you have to shoot me around the mouth.
I'm not a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Like
no,
he doesn't frown.
That's not happening.
Okay, well, what can I say? You continue to be a surprise year after year.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you know me. I'm game for anything.
Yep, I know you are.
All right, my boo-boo.
All right, baby.
I see her.
Okay, see you. Love you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, you're going to look at her differently tonight. You'll be staring, seeing where the hole is.
Jesus.
Hey. So to speak.
Hey.
Sorry. She'll be looking at you differently.
What's the bar in that hole?
Man, did you...
Now that you look back, do you think of anything different at all? Or?
No. But it was our usual night, you know, limited eye contact. You know. You know how things are if you've been married for a long time.
You start looking down.
Pass the peas, please. Salt, please. Thank you. See you in the other room for 20 more. Yes.
Thank you.
See you later. See you later. Headache.
Wow.
Red lights.
So that's really committing Botox.
Yeah. I guess it is good for her. That's the beginning of the end for her. I'm telling you, that's where she starts to unravel. Mm-hmm. Like, you ever take a golf ball apart and see what's inside a golf ball?
Yeah.
Or a baseball?
Right.
That's what's happening to my child bride right now.
When you say unravel, you mean like Joan Rivers? You think she's going to go down that that highway?
I think so.
Not from just the shot.
But
she goes further.
It's a gateway. Bo Bice shots, the Botox shots.
How many have you gotten?
I've had none yet.
Okay. All right. Just checking. All right.
And you?
What's that?
How many Botox shots you got today?
Oh, I take it orally. It's delicious.
He uses the cream.
That's when his tongue gets heavy.
Paralyzes my belly.
There we go.
We got to break. Hold on. Rob wrote me a joke. Okay. Karnak. Oh, thank you for the joke, Rob.
No problem.
Answer. Botox. Mm-hmm. What happens when Bo gets on the witness stand?
Botox.
Botox.
Jesus.
See, that's not funny.
I know, but it's... The fact that you said that's not funny is funny.
I know.
That's funny.
Yes, sirree.
That's a funny joke.
That's wild stuff, Rob.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The mole will lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady. Not.
The mole will double cross you.
Drink this, it's not poisonous.
The mole could be right beside you.
I'm here.
And you wouldn't even know it. Who is the mole?
Me.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
They occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buzzdom. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I catch. Oh, listen on today's show.
Yes.
Oh, it's a good prize. Crazy from Fox TV, where they want you to know the 600th episode of Cops.
Wow.
It's on Saturday night at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
I still love Cops.
Yeah, so do I. It's great. And the Taser episodes are the best. The Mardi Gras episodes are the best.
Yes. Fantastic.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Spotlight on Wichita. A lot of good episodes in Wichita.
Oh, not surprised. A lot of white guys with their shirts off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
White beaters.
So it's Fox and it's Cops. And the prize is, it says weekend in prison, but, you know, they get too cute sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the prize.
It's
a great prize. It's the greatest prize of all time, Mike.
The greatest prize of all time.
It's a week-long trip to San Francisco, and you stay at the Monaco Hotel, and if you want to, you go on the Alcatraz Island Tour.
I'd do it. I would do that tour.
And you get the Cops DVD 3-pack. We will give that away later in the show.
All right.
Okay?
Very good.
Just beware, all of you white trashers out there. We might do a little big lie today.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Don and Mike, please.
Yes, you're speaking to us.
Yes, sir. I hate to argue with y'all and Mr. Pat Goff, who knows it all and all that stuff.
Great, then thank you.
Not
a lie.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Then let's not. Thank you. Should we try another one?
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whatever y'all say. Yeah, I mean, you know, who knows what he had to say.
I'm kidding. That's a joke. I'm joking. I'm kidding. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What about Dr. Don and Mike?
You're talking to us.
Hey, guys.
Hey, listeners, all listeners, if you answer the phone and it's a voice that you recognize saying Don and Mike Show, and you get that sound, that little sound, that means congratulations, you are on the air, you're unscreened.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because really what you're doing, if we can really break this down and analyze it, well, you're worried about offending Joe.
And there's no real need to worry about
that. Crystallized it, Mike. Thank you.
If you call and you say, hey, guys, and you just get rolling along, Joe will stop you and say, no, listen, this is Joe. It's not Joe. Don or Mike. So worry about that, but don't worry about that.
Do what we do.
All right.
Don't consider Joe a person.
Mm-hmm.
Consider Joe to be a trusted animal.
A trusted friend like a dog.
Exactly. You know,
a slightly off dog.
Mm-hmm.
Who you saw one day driving home from work as some other DJs kicked him out of the car on the side of the road. And okay, he's the dog that's only got one ear.
Sure.
And, you know, he poops all over the place and he chews the sofa.
If you dive in and you say, hey guys, I got a story I want to tell you, here, you'll know that you've made a mistake.
But you don't have to worry about offending him because Joe's like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how many times you had that in our, that was something like putting...
Oh, wow.
This was a highlight for me on Saturday morning.
Well, sure.
When I woke up and saw this, and I came, when you say we, you mean me, mm-hmm. meaning that she'd have to do it. So
well,
then
sure.
I had to end up going and getting the stuff. And the thing is, I got the gag reflex.
Yes,
I
can know. You tranquilize dogs? I mean, can you give them something like if you hear
Xanax?
But I mean, it's got to take effect pretty quickly, right?
That gave us those doggy downers.
Oh, that's right.
For
that's right.
Clink, but... He ate them up so fast, we've not been back to get a refill.
Developed really kind of a problem.
So here I am out in the living room, and I got the big thing of the paper towels and all the cleaning stuff, and I'm leaning down, and it's just the smells, and I'm like...
Yeah, I couldn't do it. No, I really couldn't do it. I just let it stay there.
But I did it, and I got nothing from my wife. She never said... Hey, that's not a job that we did, meaning she did, I did. However, you should know this, that for the last, when was that, Saturday?
Uh-huh.
So that sitting room, I know my wife didn't do it.
At least your wife didn't frown at you during that whole time.
Great job, honey.
Could you hang a frame around it?
yeah, you should.
This is art.
You know, my mom has a Labrador, and he doesn't like getting his nails cut, and her vet said, give him a Benadryl.
Really?
And that works.
That's your solution for everything.
Well, it works with the kids.
It works for the kids. Great.
Kids on long trip.
Let's see. We mentioned about George Lopez already.
Yes.
That's a downer.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a picture of George and his lovely wife. If you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, you'll see George and Ann Lopez.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Here's a picture for you, Mike.
This and is also, my wife, Ann.
Also up on our website, we have pictures of Cynthia Nixon, Dave Foley from Sex and the City.
Right.
Remember, she's the one that was a closet lesbian,
mm-hmm.
homo, uh-huh. that she was on Sex and the City playing a hetero, and she's actually a homo.
Right.
Well, here we go with some pictures of her girlfriend at a get-together, and they're on our website now. Take a look, Mike. I say it's very Bill Parcells-ish.
Oh, my God.
The gal pal.
They look strong.
Wow.
Looks strong. Oh, my God. I'm sure there's somebody else there, too.
She is described in...
Bill Parcells meets Emilio Estevez.
She is described as marginally attractive.
Described the perfect man.
Yeah, if you go to our website now, you'll see the picture of both Cynthia Nixon and the girl, and then just the girl by himself.
Wow.
So take a look at that, along with the picture of the Clay Aiken credit card, the butt card,
mm-hmm.
for Clay Aiken.
She's lovely.
Now here we go. How you doing, Mexico? And I'm not talking about Ron Mexico. I'm talking about the country. Smuggling from Mexico has reached, in my opinion, an all-time low. Thank you for the music, Rob. Okay, Border Patrol caught a guy who wasn't smuggling coke.
No.
Or like prescription drugs or tequila. He was smuggling, let me get this correct now, 845 pounds of Mexican bologna.
Ew!
There's a high profit margin.
You ever tried the Mexican bologna?
Mexican bologna.
No, I haven't, Buzz.
No, you buy a bologna in Mexico.
Yeah.
You buy a roll of meat for $7.
Okay.
You sell it for $25 in America. The problem with smuggled bologna from Mexico...
I can't imagine a problem.
...is the odor. ...is quality.
No.
They say that most of the meat is from dead animals.
Oh, my God.
And when it's transported, like when they caught this guy with the 800 pounds, it's in the, it was in the trunk of his car, so it's not refrigerated.
Oh,
anyway, wow. they found how many? 845 pounds of Mexican bologna meat rolls in
a lot of bologna.
Inside 15 suitcases.
My bologna has a special name. It's George Lopez.
This is delicious.
Luggage, the best way to transport meat.
Yeah, right. That's too great. You know, smuggling bologna.
Speaking of bologna smuggling, how about that Clay Aiken?
Right. Exactly what I'm thinking, too.
Homo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bologna smuggling.
Right there.
Hey, Bob, I didn't know you went with the gay humor.
Yeah, just occasionally now that I'm in the grave.
Yeah, down here. How about that Clay Aiken? Yeah. Smuggle the bologna.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
With the George Lopez kidney thing, what do you think the minimum amount of years is that you have to wait to divorce your wife after getting one of her kidneys?
Oh, wow. You know what that is?
Question.
He's in a worse situation than Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
can't
forget it. Forever.
There are, but men have done more evil things.
Yeah. Forever, dude.
It's different than even like... Who was it? Newt Gingrich,
right?
That divorced his wife when she had cancer,
dying of cancer. Yeah.
So I mean, this is even more of a strong bond, like because she's given you her kidney,
part of her body. Yes, mm-hmm.
Right. And
forever,
I know that.
And ever.
Being as someone, I've only got one, and yes. I don't know anything about my family because I was adopted and stuff.
Right, right.
I got no idea if this one craps out on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. First, I don't know if Frida would give up one of hers.
And second,
I don't know if she'd be a match.
Yeah, you have to find a match, right? That's what
right.
starts.
But I'm imagining Frida in the doctor's office going, well, okay, so I'm a match? Okay, but, like, is it going to affect my dress size?
The medication after the surgery, will it make me look puffy?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. You were talking about Mexico earlier.
Yes, I love Mexico. I love all about, especially I love the people.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you know I got a keychain. It's on my keychain locally, and it said, built in Mexico.
Built in Mexico.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Thank you.
We had no idea.
Okay, bye-bye. Who knew, Mike, that they were such good workers?
Well, that's almost stopped the show. Might be time for another Clay Aiken joke.
That Clay Aiken is swishier than Dolores' feather duster.
Homo. Congratulations, Kearney Wilson.
Yes.
She gave birth. Well, she gives birth every
morning. I saw a picture of her in the tabloid.
She gives birth every morning.
Jesus. I mean, it was amazing.
Okay, so she was gigantic, fat, then she had the Al Roker thing, and the tummy tuck, and then she got pregnant, and that's like licensed because you're eating for two.
Right.
And yes, after every morning dropping off a beautiful something, she finally dropped...
Time to drop the kids off at the pool.
Let me see, Lola weighs 7 pounds.
Lola.
Only 7 pounds. Now, did she get it undone, the tummy stapling?
She did not.
Because she was enormous, and I just wondered how she would get that big, even with child.
Right.
The thing?
I mean, her face, everything was fat, and she had been thinner before.
I read something that even if you've had that operation, that the body takes over, that the reproductive part of a woman takes over, and will allow, even though she had the thing
smaller stomach,
so that, but it's still somehow... The good stuff got through.
Yeah, but Connie Wilson's dresses are made by Ringling Brothers. Yeah, there she is. Connie, wow, right here.
Now, I'm reading about this, and there's a link on whatever website it is I'm on that has the e-whatever, the Hollywood thing, and it says Brian Wilson was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I click on that link, uh-huh. And Brian Wilson, not a joke, was in the delivery room.
Oh, wow.
With Carney. And the album that he was playing while she was delivering the baby was Pet Sounds.
Oh, really?
Wow. Perfect choice.
Well, I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day.
Brian Wilson.
I've been working on the railroad just to pass that time away.
Okay, there he is. Yeah, I know. I'm conflicted about Brian Wilson.
I know.
On one hand... Right. He's a retard. I love making fun of him, but on the other hand, I really think he's Beethoven.
But you've like studied the Wilson brothers and that whole Beach Boys thing, so no, that's a big deal. If
yes,
he was in the
yeah.
delivery room, they've Correct. Had a reconciliation, and that's kind of cool.
So if that's good news for her, I only hope that Owen was there as well.
Yeah.
And Luke.
Luke and Owen.
Luke and Owen.
That's right.
All the great Woodrow Wilson. Okay, Mister. That's where you're out. Mike.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this for you.
Okay. Hello.
Thank you.
You mentioned something to me off the air yesterday.
Right.
And indeed, it comes from our news of have-been.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Mara is going to go see Loggins and Messina because they're getting back together
mm-hmm.
and doing a tour, and you said today you wanted to go see them.
And the album was called Sittin' In. The tour is called Sittin' In Again.
Sittin' In a Puddle.
I've seen them today on Ellen's show.
Oh, really? How were they?
They were good.
Were they gray?
Yes, and you know what? I think Kenny's lost weight and Jim's put some on.
Really?
Hey, Ben, your mama won't dance.
And your daddy don't rock and roll.
Vahibala, homeward sailor way.
Okay.
Homo.
I'm thinking about
perhaps
when I was
too much.
A saint there. Now, is Pooh Corner, is that a duet or is that just
no.
Ken?
That was Ron sitting in, I think.
Pooh Corner is what they're going to be. What they're going to be sitting in.
Winnie the Pooh doesn't know what to do. Got a 100-yard stuck in his nose.
Okay, so that's...
I grew up listening to the album, okay?
Loggins and Messina news from Mike. They're getting... They get back to... Shut up! Shut up!
It was my sister's album. I listened to it.
Now, a real feel-good.
Oh,
and
good.
This is a good feel-good, which is a good follow-up to yesterday's Feel Good, which was the guy that jumped out of the plane, the skydiver.
Yep.
And remember, he ran in the plane, his legs got cut off.
600 feet, yep.
This is, Jesus, do you care where? It's in Russia. Okay, this happened yesterday.
Well, no good can come of that.
There is a lady. She is skydiving.
Okay.
Vika Obolenkia, whatever the hell. Her first name is Vika. She skydives. She lands on power lines.
Yee.
She has broken her arm. She has broken, they think, her spleen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's hanging precariously on the power lines.
Right.
They're afraid that she's going to get electrocuted.
Of course.
So they turn the power off. They send the rescue team in. They get her in the net, and they get her into the helicopter.
Oh, good.
The helicopter's on the way to the hospital. It gets, how far away? 30 meters away from the hospital.
Uh-huh.
That's when the chopper lost control and crashed.
Oh,
everybody,
my God.
Everybody survived except the girl.
Well, sure, she didn't survive.
Everybody else.
Man,
okay.
You're having a bad day, you're having a bad day.
There you go, that's a feel...
It was in Russia. Surprised the squirrel didn't save her.
We will be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, you know what I did?
Okay.
Hey, oops, excuse me, everybody.
Chewy here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system. Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship. Fast ship.
All being as I talked to her, I just say, we're going to have something to do with Star Wars here.
I get it.
And had to find a tape that we never play
right.
About Star Wars. So, gosh, from the top,
uh-huh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system. Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship, you've never heard of the Millennium Falcon? Should I have? It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. I thought run Imperial starships, not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Carillion ships now. She's fast enough for you, old man.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
They paint the whatnot, Don and Mike.
Yep, we do. And our website, we mentioned that, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah, it made the Kessel Run.
And we do get asked all the time, where are you on around the country? Go to the affiliates list there and you'll find where we're on and you'll find the times that we're on. And I think you'll find it incredible. And you might look at that and say, hey, look at it, Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
Fantastic. I'm going to be there on business in a couple of weeks. I'll listen to Don and Mike. Hey, you would know if you didn't look at our website. We're on at midnight. You might turn the radio on at 3 and say,
yeah,
who's this schmuck? Not Don and Mike we're on right now.
Wow.
So check out the times.
Midnight.
But Mike, proud to be the friend of the second, sometimes third shift workers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very exciting.
for all you creatures of the night.
Oh, what beautiful music they make.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
super. As you know, opens very soon. The new movie, The Attack of the Sith.
Whatever.
Revenge of the Sith.
Exactly.
Revenge of the what?
Sith.
What's the Sith?
I don't know.
No one does.
Here's all I do know is that they have a new video game now. A new arcade video game. A stand-up video game.
Right.
Now, I'm way into the Madden game.
This is the old game from the, like, 1980 that this guy's going to play.
Oh, hold on, it's not a new one? Hold
no,
on.
It's the classic Star Wars game from, like, when I was a boy.
Well, what kind of game is it?
Death Star up.
You have to blow the Death Star up?
Yeah.
I think I've seen
it's
that.
It's pretty backward because it's old. It's like 20 years old.
It's not a new release video game. Mm-hmm. The movie, it's the old one. Like what? Like Space Invaders?
Yeah, it's a little bit past Space Invaders. I put it at the Galaga level, yeah.
All right, okay, I can deal with that. If it's a Galaga level.
Yeah. Is it as difficult to play as Missile Command?
It's similar in many ways.
That was always my favorite.
You know, Asteroids?
You know,
I didn't like Asteroids.
You know the one I could kick ass at was Centipede.
Yeah. Well, you're skilled at that thing. That's why you won the championship.
With the trackball that you used on Centipede.
I was good with the trackball with Missile Command. I sucked at Centipede.
When I got the home version of Missile Command, which back then, you know, you'd use it. My God, Jesus
when
Christ.
When it comes on your TV screen and says, the end, whoa!
You know, the graphics that are so awful.
Yeah.
I could always beat it at home, but at the arcade, it would get to that level where it would just seem it's too fast. It would only give you 3 seconds to move the trackball.
Right, there's money on the
line.
And
you're dead.
Right.
It's a business.
You're so dead. The business is video games. All right. The man,
full-grown man,
from Portland is going to attempt what no one has achieved, or very few have. He's going to attempt to play the original, you're right, Robbie, the original Star Wars video arcade game. From noon on May 16th till the midnight screening of the new movie on May 18th.
I certainly hope he hydrates himself.
60 hours.
He wants to break a 22-year-old record standing since some nerd did this in Return of the Jedi time.
How old is this guy?
He's 25,
Did you see the quote at the bottom of the page?
If I complete this challenge,
I hope George Lucas grants me the rank of Jedi Master. That will look great on my resume. So we're going to call him.
Idiot.
And he wants to give... Of course he's an idiot, Buzz. That's why we're going to call him.
Of course.
And he wants to give out a phone number. He asked supporters, this is what guys like this do, pledge $1 for every hour that he plays to the Portland Schools Foundation.
Very good. A good cause.
Somehow we'll take that image out of our minds that he's a creepy kid toucher playing a 20-year-old Star Wars game for 36, 80 hours, whatever it is.
The challenge is maintaining focus over a long period of time.
Oh, but
letting go for even 30 seconds means game over.
I am crazy obsessed with the Madden game. You know, Madden Xbox Live, but not like this. This almost reminds me of, hey, it's another great Seinfeld. The one where George wanted the Frogger machine.
Right.
But they couldn't figure out how to get it across the street. And it ended up being like Frogger with George with the thing going in and out of traffic. Are you ready to call this guy?
Let's do it.
Are you ready for the call?
He's expecting it.
He is.
Is there any movie to this day that generates this Land of the Nerd
more than
Star Wars?
No.
And you've got this in the realm of movies, and you've got Star Trek in the land of television.
Short circuit.
Let's dress up as a robot.
Hello? We're calling Brandon Erickson.
Very good.
Brandon Erickson here.
Brandon Erickson, this is the Don and Mike Show. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the air. Sir, what is it you like about Star Wars and the Star Wars video game?
Well, I don't think there's anything that could really beat being able to be in the position of Luke Skywalker, you know, flying through the trench in the Death Star. And then
how about this? How about the
blowing it up?
I'll drop the voice for a second.
Yes, of course.
How about the position of being with a beautiful woman in bed, making incredible love to her?
It's interesting that you say that, because when I started this endeavor, I knew from the beginning that I would have to deal with offers coming from women.
Yes, of course.
Hold on. I was inferring that.
Are you getting offers due to this accomplishment? Are you, are women throwing themselves at you, Brandon?
It's gotten to the point where I've almost had to say enough is enough.
Wait,
you know, I
would have been okay with just the normal amount of attention you'd expect.
He is being facetious.
There can be too much with the celebrity status. That.
What do you do for a living, Brandon?
I'm a human resources manager.
Okay, so you're in the personnel department?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you
and I also do like a lot of private tutoring and such on the side.
Remember what I told you?
Yeah, watch out.
Remember what I told you?
I'm just kidding.
You know, KT. Okay. Watch him on the side. Ed K. Utcher.
We understood.
So what is it about Star Wars that turned you on?
Well, what really interests me about...
Turned you on.
You mean about the game or
right.
about...
The whole thing. I mean, obviously, you're in the whole Star Wars thing.
Well, you know, it's a fun flick. I think it's exciting that, you know, this is going to be the last time that that we're ever going to, you know, be able to see people standing in line to see
nerd.
A Star Wars movie.
I can't control it anymore. The microphone isn't a position. He can hear me. I don't care.
It sounds like Brandon is aware of the rap, the nerd rap. Where do you stand on that, Brandon?
Where do I stand on...
Yes, the nerd. Yes, have you been to a convention?
No, I haven't.
Oh, to right. your credit. That's a pleat in your, like...
Do you know the dialogue to all the movies?
I could spout a few lines.
Hey, what's that
I'm trying
one?
To think. You know that?
What's
you're
that question about that?
If that's easy, he'll get it.
Okay, well, ask him then, Robbie.
Where is the cantina located?
It's in Mos Eisley.
On planet?
Tatooine.
Well, isn't that, though, now, hasn't that become known... That is a softball because that's like the standard question that people that don't.
Yeah,
so, and I don't know any other questions.
You get that in job interviews. I mean, that's just normal. I would never in a million years like attempt something as insane as trying to play Star Wars for, you know, a couple days.
Have you ever been laid? Have you ever gotten laid?
Yes.
Are you a married man?
For sure, yeah. Mike.
No.
Not yet.
How's mom doing?
How's my mom?
Yes. I mean, you're living with her, right?
No. I have. Let me. You know, I have a.
A what?
I have a good job.
Yes, you do. He's driving me nuts with this.
Late model Mercedes.
Late model Mercedes, good. Do you live at home?
I don't live at home.
That's a good thing.
When's the last time you were with a lady?
Graduated from Yale.
Yale graduate.
Huh? But all of that incredible and a pedigree that I could never touch. However,
terrific.
When's the last time you were with a naked adult woman that you are not paying for?
let me check my watch here.
Okay.
Right, Maze.
Do you have a girlfriend? Brandon, do you have a girlfriend?
I've been dating somebody.
You have been dating?
Good for you.
But how serious is it, Brandon?
Rosie Palmer?
It's about as serious as it could be for...
When you're really in love with George Lucas.
You know, somebody who works like 70 hours a week,
right.
I do, you know.
All right, do women have trouble with this Star Wars thing?
You know, I haven't really gotten any, like, major criticisms about it.
Okay. You won't.
You don't get much from women,
do you? I mean, it's about something
positive, negative.
Do, like, you know, on a Saturday or something.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And when you break this record and you play this Star Wars video game for, what is it, 2 days you're going to do this for?
Probably over 48 hours.
You know, a great thing to do after that would be to buy a friggin' clue!
Well, if I could just interject.
Yes, go ahead.
Please. Go ahead.
We're ready for you, too.
Go for it.
Please, go for
it. Interject. I was, you know, this is all very good, but in honesty, as I was trying to say before, I would not try something like this unless, you know, it was for a reason, and the reason is to support the Portland Schools Foundation, because, like anything...
Yeah, I would say that listening to Brandon, he sounds remarkably like a slower-paced version of sportscaster Joe Buck. You know, and if you look at Joe Buck, couldn't you see Joe Buck playing that game, though, seriously?
It's like Joe Buck with Down syndrome. I mean, that's an insult to Joe Buck.
That's the way I'm gathering the thing to go there. Does your girlfriend ever play Tease the Wookiee?
What's that?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, Brandon, I know you're saying you're doing this for charity. We'd be glad to give out this phone number.
I just want to point out really quickly that in the next 2 years, the Portland Public Schools are projecting a budget shortfall of $98 million.
Brandon, we just got canceled in Portland, so we really
5%
don't care.
Current operating budget.
We're not currently hurting.
We applaud your
That's awful. That's really awful.
This should help that.
Yeah, we'll give it.
Yeah, I mean, this, if I could just take a small fraction of the enthusiasm.
No. Which will happen first? Do you think that there will be no child that goes without an education, or will this guy have a real sexual relationship with a woman who doesn't have to blow up?
All I know, Brandon's blowing up our Death Star right now with this pacing, that's for sure.
Brandon, will give out the phone number.
Yes.
It's area code 503-234-5404. If you want to
pledge
a dollar for every hour, every minute, what is it, every hour? Every hour,
right,
that he plays the video game.
It's for the kids. Yeah, it goes to the Portland Schools Foundation.
Right. It's for the kids.
Is that right, Brandon?
That's correct.
All right, very good.
Like everything in your life, it's all about the kids.
Stop it. Brandon, we wish you the very best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot. Take it easy, guys.
Right. Care about kids.
Thank you.
He's Brandon.
He's gone. He's gone.
That was fun.
That was lots of fun.
That was great fun.
You know, it was the time he was there. Yeah. Do you think he's going to play the game? Do we have to be pretty quick to play the game?
Yeah.
And he's talking like, the thing is...
He won't have to interact with humans when he's playing the game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You played the perfect clip on the Star Wars, because a parsec is a measure of distance, not a time. So that's like saying I ran a 100-yard dash in 50 yards.
Now, what is this? Is this like a nerd put-down that I'm not getting?
Well, the clip you played said, he said his spaceship made it in 12 parsecs, less than 12 parsecs.
I wish these films had never been made.
Less than hold on, parsecs.
Hold on. We're going to listen to the clip. Hold on, explain it to us. Here we go, hold on.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship. You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. I thought Run Imperial started.
So that's what pisses you off?
Well, a parsec is a unit of measure of astronomical distance.
Hey, here's a unit you can measure.
Yeah.
God's pointing to it right now.
19 trillion, 200 billion miles is a parsec.
Hey, dude.
How do you go faster than a distance?
Can you imagine what it would be like to be with a woman? Have you ever thought about
that? That narrows it down to 1,000.
Down to 1,000.
I felt like a savage lover. I felt like Don Juan Geronimo.
Get out of here.
So, you know what? That's an angry... That is a passionately angry Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. When they both say last weekend, maybe what they mean is their last weekend. Like, once it finally happens, that's it.
But here's the deal. A parsec is not a measure of distance. It's not a measure of time. It's a measure of distance. And the Kessel Run is like saying the 100-yard dash in 50 yards. It makes no sense. Don't you understand?
This is all about the kids.
That's right.
This is about the kids.
Let's try to remember that.
Here we go. I work 70 hours a week.
And it's all about the kids.
I think the show that makes this. You don't understand. Yeah, last weekend. It was great, Don Juan Geronimo. She was all over me. And
she was on top of me.
She was making me crazy. And she was saying, I want more because you know that a parsec is a measure of distance and not time.
She was on me like hair on an Ewok.
Oh, boy.
Then we went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, it was a good time, and I got all the prizes. Look at the tickets I got.
this sick. And you know, Chuck E. Cheese far better now that they've installed those automatic ticket counting machines.
Darling, would you like to spend time with me in the ballroom? Oh, yes. What do they call that thing? The where they
want? Oh, you want to go to the cantina, Mos Eisley and Tatooine? No.
What's that thing in Chuck E. Cheese?
The ball pit. The plastic ball?
The ball.
You mean the one time that I don't let my kids go in because I'm worried about disease?
There you go, Mike.
Yes. The snot balls.
Now all the Star Wars, you know, before it was the odometer, now right. The Star Wars nerds are calling. We must turn a deaf ear to you Star Wars nerds.
All right.
And we must say, hello, white trash.
Yes.
Howdy.
We are ready to give away a trip to one of America's greatest cities, beautiful San Francisco.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Go see a Fox TV. And we're going to play. There's the tape that works. The big lie.
He's a king you're gonna like, a simple gal or guy.
How y'all doing? Simple.
Bare their souls to dynamite and tell them their big lie.
Here's our blue light special.
Yes.
For you nose pickers. Here we go. The game is The Big Lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of our best. It's one of our favorites. It's one of the easiest.
It's a bestseller.
It's a lying game. Mm-hmm. You call us up and you tell us a lie you've told to somebody. An awful, hurtful lie mm-hmm. that you've told somebody in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that's been eating at you. You want to make it right.
If we find it to be a lie that is so big, so hairy, mm-hmm. that, yeah, even we say, wow, that's a huge lie.
Right.
Then we select you, and you call the person, and you confront them on the air, and you tell them what you've said to them. That's so
you
hurtful. Yes, you tell them you lie. Mm-hmm. You get it off your chest.
That's right.
And if you do that, you get the weekend for two, and it's more than that. It's like a week. Hold on, what is it, a week? A weekend or two? Hold on, it would be three nights.
Mm-hmm.
That's halfway between
a
weekend
a week.
And a week.
Yeah.
A half a week
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco. Stay at the Monaco Hotel. Tickets to the Alcatraz Island Tour. Cops DVD 3-pack. Watch the 600th episode of Cops Saturday night at 8, 7 Central, only on Fox TV.
And the lie must be at least 10 parsecs old.
So call now at 877-365-3636. We've done this before. It's always worked. All over America right now, trailers are turning over. People are thinking that there's a tornado or a hurricane.
No.
No. We are playing The Big Lie.
I was with my mother's sister when it happened last night.
And Mike, as we go to break, I will ask you, friend.
Yes.
How's your crap detector?
It is razor sharp. I am ready. After my earlier defeat on the show, I will be on my game.
How's your crap detector?
How's your Star Wars nerd?
Be right back, everybody.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Take that out! It smells like s***!
Has this ever happened to you? You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that shit up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? And who's that asshole?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
This thing weighs a ton.
I told you your grandmother died.
Hey, look, it's not ripping or dripping or nothing.
White trash bags. In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Tell you you're a moron.
Yes. Hick is ridiculous locus. The Don and Mike Show.
My second favorite, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And we're ready for the big lie. At 877-365-3636.
Were you thinking about him during this game a little bit?
Girlfriend. I don't even want to go there, okay?
I know.
And I'm giving you the Oprah finger shake right now.
Right.
Mike, I don't even, like my Queen Latifah, I don't even want to go there at this point in today's show.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a big lie?
Wow. Unfortunately, Mike, my brother can't live.
That's true.
The game called The Big Lie, because he's related to me.
Yes.
Although it would be a great one for this game.
Yeah. Employees and their families ineligible.
So you get what's going on here. You call us up and you tell us a lie that you've told somebody.
Right. Yeah, you got to come clean on it. That's how you win.
Mm-hmm. And the lie's got to be one that we like, we find entertaining, and then in some way we find so... Mike Show. Hi, welcome to the Big Lie.
Hey, guys.
It's
Jason.
Hey, Jason, hi. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Philadelphia.
Okay, and your big lie is?
Well, I kind of got fired from my first job from a movie theater for stealing money, and I never told my mom about it.
Oh, that was loud and decisive.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Go in
no.
peace.
You didn't tell your mommy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't tell my mommy.
Jay Leno.
Didn't like that lie, Jay?
I didn't like that. Not
thick enough?
Yeah. I'm doing another Michael Jackson joke. Yeah.
Hello? Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, hello. We're here. Who's this?
This is Ed.
All right, Ed, what's your big lie?
Well, I took a bunch of money off the credit card at the ATM, and my wife caught me, and I told her I had a gambling problem, but I actually took the money and went out to the... local brothel here in Vegas, out in Pahrump, and spent it there.
Out in where?
In Pahrump, where the...
Pahrump, you know where that...
Pahrump.
That's what...
Is that like the little drummer boy, Pahrump a pump pump?
Exactly. I was Pahrump, like, you know, Pahrump, like how much you pay per piece of
$100 Pahrump.
How much Pahrump?
And that's the classic husband-wife, tell them something that's, like, not as bad to mask... That gives it credibility to me.
Yes. So you figure your wife will accept the fact that you're a degenerate gambler,
mm-hmm.
but will not accept the fact that...
Sadly, yes.
Okay, you're a finalist. Hold on a second. Although, listen, here's the one question I have, because we generally don't deal in infidelities on the Big Lie.
But.
However, the guy's talking about legalized prostitution.
Yes, he is. And so that kind of, I think that's an exemption.
Where were you from, Reno or Vegas?
Vegas.
All right, hold on a second.
How long ago did this happen, Ed?
2 months.
How much?
2 months ago.
Can I ask how much?
$1,900.
Okay, now for $1,900, I got to know, what did she do?
Well, I went out there a couple times, and one time I enjoyed the pleasure of two women, and then once was just around the world.
Yeah, but $1,900, I mean, for $1,900, listen, I don't care how good the sex is. You know, she better make me dinner and breakfast.
How many visits, really?
There was two.
Two visits, one with a two-girl and one's around the world.
So you mean you paid...
How much was the two-girl?
That was $1,100.
And how much was the around the world?
The other one was $800.
Hold on a second. What kind of a... How do these places stay in business? If you want to get laid by two women, you go in, they say it's $1,100?
Yeah.
Not that I'm any expert on this, but when we were out in Reno... Wasn't it like $15 each or
something?
That's
what I paid. Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds pricey.
Well, we did a show from the Bunny Ranch.
Yes,
right?
We did.
Wasn't that where we went? Yeah. It was the Chicken Ranch.
No, yeah.
Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, Bunny Ranch.
Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, I think you can get a better deal if you use a coupon.
Yeah. Well, they hand out coupons, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
You buy one of those entertainment books. And
so, Ed, here's the thing. I mean, $1,000, I don't care how good the sex is. $1,000 is a lot to pay to get laid once. That's the only reason my crap detector's going off.
Well, mine is going off for the obvious reasons. Why, Ed, why would you want to tell your wife this on a national radio show?
I've never been to San Francisco.
Question mark?
Dot, dot, dot. You're trailing.
He's out.
He started out the overall line, but I think he was lying from the very beginning.
You know what? He started out with good attention to detail, though. He started strong.
And the around the world thing, I think you can see that on one of their little cards.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The menu.
I wouldn't know that myself.
Has nothing to do with travel.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ahmed from Fairfax.
Hi, Ahmed. First off, let me just say we're going to have to profile you just based on your name.
I understand. A long-time listener from WAVA.
Right on. Thank you. And, Ahmed, what is the lie? Is it a lie against the United States of America?
I promise you it's not, but it is a lie.
Okay.
It is a lie against my wife.
Your wife?
We got married about 3 years ago. When we got married, she told me she wanted a very expensive diamond ring.
Very expensive diamond ring.
Mm-hmm. We went shopping together. She picked out a ring, went back. A little while later, I told her I found her even a better ring. It turned out she thinks I spent about $10,000 in the ring. I spent about $800 on a fake diamond.
Okay, what did you do with the extra $9,200?
Yeah.
She did not know about that. I mean, it was all...
Because you hadn't been married yet, so she didn't need to know where the money was.
Exactly, but it gets a little bit worse in the fact that...
Okay, hold on. Let me stop you for a second and say that it was my experience. I bought my wife the engagement ring and the wedding ring.
Right.
If she thought it cost 10 grand or 5 grand, whatever it was, you get it insured, or you go to someone.
You get it appraised.
Yeah, that's it.
Your wife's a very sharp person, and she would do that. Did your wife, what about that, Ahmed?
Absolutely no insurance nor appraisal.
She says she's been wearing the ring ever since?
She's been wearing the ring on her finger right now.
Okay.
But it gets a little bit worse.
All right, what else?
At least two of her friends have come and asked me if it's a real diamond. Because she's going off and showing it off to everybody, but I think there's some people that could actually tell.
See, now that's what I wanted. Like,
so you got it like one of those imposter stores?
No.
Where'd you get it then?
Carrots.
Oh, is that
one of our fine sponsors?
Oh, okay. Thank you, Buzz.
Wait a minute, Ahmed. You're getting a rock. So if you got it at a regular jewelry store, you didn't get it like zirconia or anything, did you?
No, I'm not quite sure what it is, but I know it's not a real diamond. It's not glossy.
You want to throw him away, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He doesn't even know what he bought. He's talking in circles.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi there, Kathy. What's your lie?
Well, I about 26 years ago, two friends and I took my mom's car out at lunch. We worked at the same hospital, and we were smoking cigarettes in the front seat, and apparently one of us flicked one out the window, and it went in the back, and... Mm. We parked the car, and the car got burned up, completely burned up, and I convinced her that the window must have been cracked, and a passerby must have tossed a cigarette in there.
Listen, Kathy, it's 26 years ago, honey.
Yeah.
Listen, say two Hail Marys tonight, you're fine.
And tell your mom tonight, okay?
Don't tell her. Don't tell her.
You think it'll upset her too much?
Why screw with your mom's confidence?
Right. After 26 years?
Let it go. Just say a Hail Mary and forget about it. Thank you, though.
Keep the secret, my sweet.
Thank you. Thank Donnie Benedict.
Do you think she still smokes?
Smoking. No problem, dear. 26 years.
Smoking.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I had something in my throat. Sorry. Hello.
It was a cigarette.
Hello?
Cigarette butt.
Hello.
Butt.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Sarah.
Hi there, Sarah. What's your big lie?
Well, me and my boyfriend have been going out for about, probably 30 and a half years now.
How old are you, Sarah?
18.
It's like 18. Okay, so you've been going out for like 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of high school.
Yeah.
And,
did you finish high school, Sarah?
Huh?
Did you finish high school? Sarah?
No, not yet. Like in a month or so.
How many kids you have?
No.
Okay, just kidding.
Okay, so like, what's the lie?
Well, for about like four months now, my best friend Nicole and me have been having a relationship.
Sarah's about ready to set off the grammar alarm.
This is almost like if I pick up the telephone and I'm trying to eavesdrop on what my kid's saying when he's back from college.
Right.
And he's talking to one of his friends, and it's still like there's just so many likes. And, you know,
like, you know.
And it's like this and like, and honey, let's cut to the chase, darling. What is it? What's the lie?
Well, I've been going out with actually my best friend for the past 4 months while I've still been with my boyfriend, Andrew.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, but you're a high school girl.
Yeah.
That's what kids do in high school.
Honey, you're a high school girl. Listen, you little whore. I'm old enough to be your grandfather. So go away. And cross your legs, for God's sakes. You stupid whore.
It was hot lesbian
love. Some 18-year-old whore calling it. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's okay if you're an 18-year-old whore. Just be a high school graduate, at least.
See what's
wrong. She said she hadn't finished yet.
Yeah.
So maybe she's one of the, let's see, we've got, it's April, 18, she could have just turned 8. Oh, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. Jesus.
Hello. Get the books.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there, you're on the air, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, what's your lie, my friend?
Well, it's similar to the guy who just called about the wedding thing. This is with my fiance. I bought a ring that had a really big diamond on it, but I knew that the ring would be too small for her finger. So that I knew she'd have to bring it back to the jeweler and have it resized and everything. And I've arranged to have the diamond switched with the cubic zirconium.
But you've not done it yet.
No, she has it.
She has the zirconia now?
Yeah, she hasn't had it for a long time.
Well, wait, hold on. How would
How do you arrange? How do you talk to some evil jeweler in an alley?
How do you switch out? How do you switch out a real diamond? What kind of jeweler switches out a real diamond for a fake one?
I told the guy that it was too much and I wanted something cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The original ring was around $3,000, and the cubic zirconia version of it, it's only about...
You know what? It's not even an original lie. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not an original idea.
I can't help that the other guy beat me
to
it.
Okay, no, you're right. Just let me noodle this through for a second. So you go to the store, and now you're there with the girl, and does she see the $3,000 ring?
Oh, yeah. That's what I proposed to her with.
Wow. So you proposed to her with the ring. She has to take it back to get it sized, and you... make a side deal with the jeweler?
Okay, now this is where I need the information, because I don't see the jeweler saying, I'd be glad to take back a $3,000 ring and give you a 25-cent ring. Right? I mean, why would the jeweler do that?
I told him I couldn't afford the ring.
They wouldn't do that.
They don't, dude, I got news for you. I bought a car one time. This is very embarrassing. I bought a Porsche, and I couldn't afford it. And I hid it from my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife made me take it back to the dealership. And I walked in with it, and I said, I can't afford this car. And they didn't say to me, okay, we'll give you a Fiat. You know what they said? Okay, we'll see your ass in court.
Exactly.
Because you bought the car, stupid.
Did you make the ring purchase in front of your fiancé?
No, when I bought it first, it was by myself. I was going to surprise her with it.
How did you pay for the ring?
Credit card.
Why not just give her the zirconia to start with?
Well, she wanted a diamond.
So, at the store...
This doesn't make any sense.
At the store, why would the guy... What's in it for the guy at the store to give you a cheap ring, and did you get money back?
Yeah, he credited my card.
I don't believe it.
No way.
See, I kept the band. The band is still the same.
Okay, what did the guy in the store get out of it? What does he get out of the deal?
I don't know. I convinced him.
You're not going
to... No, in that case, why not just buy a zirconia ring and she goes to get it sized?
Well,
and just tell her, don't say anything about the zirconia.
I'm just hoping when she gets it back... Well, I mean, I'm going to tell her now.
She hasn't got it back yet?
No. She has it.
You know, you're the worst liar in the world, and you're lying to us.
I don't believe you, because I don't believe that you would buy a ring, go into the jewelry store, tell the guy I couldn't afford it, and he would give it back and credit
your
account.
If you come clean with us, you're off the hook, because once during every big lie, we give somebody a prize that is at least honest with us. Are you ready to break your silence here?
Well, I'm telling you the truth, but... I'll say whatever you guys want me to say.
No, this guy won't let it go.
Ask him to say goodbye.
Hold on, I tell you what. Off the air, give Joe the name of the jeweler.
Okay.
And we'll call the jeweler off the air and ask the guy off the... I promise we won't say the name of the place.
Wait, but hold on. Has your fiance gotten the ring back yet?
Yeah, she has it now.
You said she hadn't gotten it back yet. You said that a minute ago.
Yeah.
No.
She has.
She picked it up.
No, but you just
said she didn't have it yet.
Mike did ask you that 2 minutes ago.
I'm telling you, she has it, and she hasn't noticed anything yet.
So why did the guy tell me when you went in and said to the guy at the jewelry store, the big-hearted jewelry guy, when you said to him, hey, I got a $3,000 ring and I can't afford it, even though he'd already sold it to you, how did he say to you, tell me what he said?
He said, what I said was, you know, I'd like to keep the band. The band is very nice. I can't afford the stone.
Right.
And it would be my experience that anybody in a store would say, listen, you bought it, you know.
What did he say to you after you said the band is nice, but I can't afford the stone? And first of all, the bands on engagement rings, aren't they all the same anyway, really? There's not a lot of variety in the bands. I mean, you can get elaborate ones, but by and large, your standard wedding engagement ring.
That's actually not true. I mean, this one has
I've given the liar a little alley here. Sorry about that.
How much did it cost to have the ring reset?
That was around $350.
$3.50?
No, $350 with the new stone in place.
Right. So how much did the total fake ring end up costing you?
$1,150.
And how much did you get back credited to your credit card?
1850.
And why don't you announce the name of this jeweler? Because I'm sure everybody in the world wants to go now and buy an expensive piece of jewelry and walk in and get their money back. And not only that, but be given a fake one.
I want him to do that on the air because I don't believe him. He's not telling the truth.
Well, I don't want to do that on the air to this guy.
No, but the fact is, wait, you're doing it. If you had to, you're going through a step you didn't have to go through. You're buying, it's not like she wasn't standing next to you when you bought the ring.
Right.
She won't know the difference between a $3,000 ring and an $1,100 ring.
Well, she really examined it when I gave it to her.
Okay, so then why are you switching it now? Won't she examine it when she gets it back?
Honestly, right now, I can't afford it.
That's not the question I asked. Won't she examine it when she gets it back, Mr. Liar?
My thought was that she wouldn't. I mean,
Okay, here's my thought. Hold on and give the name of the jewelry store to Joe.
Okay.
And I give you my word, we won't say it on the air, I promise, but we'll call the jewelry store and we'll ask them.
Okay.
If you're on the up and up, you'd be a fan.
And we'll get your full name and all that.
Right.
All right, hold on a second, Liar. Okay. Joe, that's on.
Line guy just thinks he's going to do it.
Line number
thinks
two.
Thinks he's just so savvy.
The only reason I don't believe it is you don't buy a high-ticket item and then go back.
No, it doesn't work that way. Hey, listen, I'm buying a $3,000 diamond. I'm going to take it home to her. She's going to look at it. Then she's going to bring it back into size, and you switch out the stone. That doesn't happen.
Here now is Queen of the Broken Hearts.
Thanks. How many jewelers let you take a ring that you're going to return? How many people let you leave with the merchandise without you paying for it?
A jeweler wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry if my immaturity is offended.
I would love to get, like, a jeweler to call us and find out what's going on.
I'll go find out what Joe's doing.
Because that guy changed his story also twice during the telling.
Hello, Don and Mike, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi. Oh, my God, we spent time with that guy. We got a break. What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine, what's your big lie?
Well, for about 10 years, I was teaching at a medical school, and I was teaching medical students how to do breast exams, except my husband didn't know they were actually doing the breast exams on me. He thought they were doing them on plastic silicone. He thought I was lecturing and that they were using plastic silicone models.
Are you supposed to do it that way? Just make sure?
No, I am. This is a very noble profession.
Oh, yes, my God, but your hubby wouldn't have liked it?
And everything.
That's awesome.
How many guys, women, felt you up?
Hundreds, perhaps a thousand.
Stand by.
A 10-year period.
Oh, my God.
Catherine, stand by. You're a finalist.
Okay.
Hold on through this break.
Oh, my God. Honey?
She's a teacher.
You know how many men's hands have been on my breasts?
Now, would it be women that would be touching her breasts?
It would be men and women.
She taught at medical school.
Makes it even more exciting.
He said they used a... like regular dummies when it was her.
Imagine that.
Wow.
Okay, now today we're going to learn about the signs for breast cancer.
I'm ready.
My name is Beth Ann McBride, and I will be your instructor for this course.
That is awesome. You know, every time we play this game, we get one.
Are you part of this being?
Completely unique.
All right, maybe she'll be the winner. Maybe we'll find out what's going on with the guy from the jewelry store.
All right.
Either way, as the DJ say, stay tuned.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a good deal, my friend.
Yeah. It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time. With the wrong host, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, Brian. www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official site of our show. We get the audio highlights every day. You can get a nice download. You go there today and see the picture of Clay Aiken's...
Homo.
His new credit card. And also you can see... seems to be a theme with Cynthia Nixon and...
Homo.
Her girlfriend.
And I understand new products arriving every day.
Wonderful. And a new spring line.
Yeah, keep your eyes out in the store. You never know what's going to crop up in there. It's very, very exciting.
I don't even want to say anything. hold on.
Do we still have our Ron Mexico t-shirts for sale?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, something good.
I'm writing myself a note.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Okay. There you go. That's my...
All right.
Note. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I've just written a note to myself, a reminder that says, buy milk on way home.
There you go.
Mike, is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, I just had a lovely conversation with your wife this morning, and she was mentioning the fabulous Mother's Day nightshirts that are now for sale.
Oh, fine.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Don and Mike Mother's Day nightshirts,
okay.
A perfect gift for any mom.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks. Let's get back to the big lie.
If they came in my size, I'd buy one.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Now, we're pretty sure that the person we're going to go with the big lies is Lady Catherine.
Now, that is without question one of the most unique lies we have ever had on the big lie.
Sure is.
However, we have to bring you up to date on the guy with the ring.
Yes, please. I'd like to know.
Well, guess what? He's dropped off.
He had to go.
But we got a bunch of numbers. We're going to try to track down his girlfriend, Joe.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. Joe, what's the deal with the guy with the whole thing with the ring and the cubic zirconia and getting the money back from the jeweler?
Well, he gave me the name of a jeweler in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and he thought he bought it in one town, but the jeweler's website had no sites in that town.
Huh. Right.
And then I said, well, that's okay. Maybe we can work through it and figure out where you got it. And then suddenly he was talking to someone in the background, asking for a few minutes, and then he said, oh, gee, I gotta go.
All right, well, Joe,
it was
tell you
classic
what.
Liar style, you know.
Yeah.
There's somebody talking to him, but I don't hear anybody, you know.
Right. Do you still have the alleged girlfriend's number?
Yeah, I gave it to Rob.
Okay, we'll call her in a second.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, hold on, very exciting.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
But please,
there should be punishment.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Catherine. That's the lady's name. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Now, Catherine is a lady that let hundreds of men and women touch her bosom.
Dedicated teacher.
And your husband's name, Catherine, is?
Jeff.
Now, Catherine, are you an MD?
No, I'm not.
Okay, taught the little doctors growing up, huh?
Correct, medical student.
Okay. Just to recap what this lie is, if you just got into your car, it's a great one. She works teaching doctors.
Worked.
Mm-hmm. And would teach them about how to diagnose breast cancer.
Right.
And what she would do is she would whip off her top and let guys and girls feel her up.
I'm sorry, I just saw something on the window there. It was like something was shadow dancing there. I couldn't help myself.
Was it Andy Gibb?
I don't know what it was.
Shadow dancing.
It was scary.
Andy Gibb.
All right, go ahead. Yes.
No, Mike, what are you looking at?
It was like somebody had a stick outside the window. I don't know what they were
maybe
doing.
Maybe it's the angry mob that's out there every night at the end of our show.
It's just some guy with a big stick, but go ahead. I digress. I'm sorry.
So Catherine.
Yes.
Catherine would be in this class, and she would let men and women.
Uh-huh.
Touch your breast.
And you told your husband, and how many years ago was this, Catherine?
You know, it was a while ago.
The celebrity you most resemble?
No, I don't know about that, but it was quite a while
ago.
Well,
come on, give us a guess.
Just how about back in the day, Catherine?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. 10 years ago.
Maybe 10, 15 years ago.
10, 15 years ago, you told your husband that you taught them how to do these breast examinations on a model.
Correct.
Uh-huh. All right. And not a model like a fashion model, a rubber model.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Hundreds of people?
I would think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
And who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
You know, I just couldn't even give it a while ago.
Yeah, just make one up, Catherine. It'll make the story better.
Okay, Don's favorite, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. There you go.
It is a better story.
It is a much better story.
Yeah. Robbie, any Kleenex?
As long as it's not Jill Clayburgh.
Okay. Good. And in that case, I'd need more Kleenex. Put the wipe off her nose.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, Catherine.
All right, we're going to call Catherine's husband, Jeff, and let Catherine come clean on this story.
Is this Jeff on the phone?
Yeah.
This time she's going to get something offered.
Incidentally, Jeff. You know, the story's so good that my crap detector completely shut down.
Me too. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff. This is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show right now. You're on the air, and we have your wife, Catherine, on the other line.
Catherine, say hi to Jeff.
Oh, hold on, Mike. I got a
sorry about that.
There you go. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Say hi to your husband. There you go. You guys say hi to each other.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Okay, now this is where we're just going to leave you to. Catherine, I'm going to turn the microphones off so Mike and I cannot be heard by you and Jeff. Jeff, Catherine has something she wants to tell you. It's a little game we play called The Big Lie.
Okay.
It sounds like Jeff's cruising at 70,000 feet.
Yeah, Jeff, are your windows open or closed?
Closed.
Are you on a speaker or hands-free?
I'm on a ham tree.
Any chance you could pick up, Jeff, so we could hear you a little better?
I guess. Hold on.
Thank you.
That'd be great.
Meanwhile, let me figure out what's going on. Because she's on like the Darth Vader line. I got to be careful with because
right.
See, I turn her all the way up, and I'm going to get this thing happening.
Exactly.
Can you hear that, Catherine?
Yes, I do.
And you have it, too.
Hi, Luke. I'm your father.
Are you going to see Jeff?
How's that?
That's better,
that's
Jeff.
That's much better. Now, without further ado, Catherine, go ahead, talk to your husband.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah.
I know we don't have a good connection, so I hope you can hear me okay. So, you know, as Don and Mike said, this is called The Big Lie, and I'm calling to tell you about something. Do you remember when we were living in California and I was teaching at those medical schools?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I was involved in women's health care and teaching, you know, breast exams.
She cannot hear us, Mike.
And I know what I communicated to you was that, because I know you were, you know, kind of curious as to how this worked. That it was a lecture and slides and a discussion group, and that they had these great, like, plastic breast models that had lumps in them and things that the medical students would practice on.
Right.
But the real story is that the medical students were practicing on me.
Not, what do you mean?
Not the plastic. Well...
Point. What do you mean practicing on you?
Well, like we would go into the exam room, I would put on a gown and, you know, whatever, if there were, you know, two or three or four medical students at that session, then I would actually talk them through how to do the breast exam as if they were, you know, with a patient, but instead they were practicing on my breast.
So you're lecturing to a class while you're getting an exam yourself.
Right. Well, it wasn't, I mean, it was a small groups at a time. So maybe three or four students in a room with me at a time.
All right, now we're going to break in. And Catherine, yes. I ask you, over the total time you were teaching, how many students, male and female, do you think touched your breasts?
You know, hundreds. I just, you know, I did this for 10 years or more, so.
Jeff, your initial reaction to that, how do you feel about that?
I'm wondering if they all wash their hands.
Of course you are.
Now, I believe this.
Yeah, I do too. Well, you know, here's the deal. I mean, if it's lacking credibility, a med student would call us, and we got a million of them out there in the audience that would call us and let us know. I think she's totally legit. Yeah.
And
wow.
You know.
And what, Catherine?
I think just, you know, I was like a little nervous because we had just moved to California and we really, you know, just
needed the money. And you do what a lot of women do. That's okay, honey. Don't.
Hey, well, you know what? You're helping the medical community, Catherine.
Don't feel bad about that you had to sell your body.
It's a very noble profession.
Yeah, very noble. Catherine, do you feel like there's a load off your shoulders or your breasts right now? Glad to get that off your chest.
You know, I've been carrying this around a long time.
Yeah.
And even if it, so to speak, and, you know, even if it, you know, sometimes it comes up in conversation, you know, Jeff and I will be talking about California or something, and it'll come up in conversation, and, you know, on my stomach gets a little churny because I'm thinking, oh,
okay. I believe her. I really do believe her.
And I really should have been up front. I think he probably would have been fine with it. But back then, that was, you know, that was 10, 15 years ago. Times were different.
You were up front in your own way.
I actually answered a couple of questions, too, you know.
Like what?
Why her breasts are always so tender.
Okay, we got a winner.
Man, I tell you, if they're faking it, it's the best fake we've ever had.
We got a winner. Jeff, nice talking to you, my friend. I'll let you talk to your wife about this.
Okay.
All right, see you later, dude.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And well, Catherine, look at you. Are you ready for this? Congratulations. You want a trip for two to San Francisco, three nights hotel accommodations at the Monaco,
nice.
And you get tickets to tour Alcatraz and the Cops DVD 3-pack. Comes to you courtesy of Cops. The 600th episode is the first of four all-new episodes that air in a celebratory Cop-a-thon Saturday, April 30, this Saturday, starting at 8 and ending at 10 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
On...
box.
Congratulations, Catherine.
Didn't they sometimes call your class the cop-a-thon?
Oh, Rob, you're such a wit.
Oh, nice
trip. Thank you, Catherine. Thanks for listening, honey.
Keep us abreast.
And we're
every time your wife has a breast exam, thank me.
We will.
That's great.
Just because I want to be fair, tit for tat.
yeah, bingo, there we go. We're good. We've covered it all now.
We'll try to get the other guy's girlfriend on the line. Catherine, where are you from, darling?
Well, right now I live in Maryland.
Ah, good. All right, you'll enjoy the trip.
Well, I'm just trying to figure which station. Will you listen in Baltimore or Washington?
Well, it depends on where I am, but right. 105 or 106.7, flip a coin.
Right on. Okay, thank you very much, Catherine.
Okay.
Have a great time in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Homo. Okay. Right. Buzz's News.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here it's Buzz.
It's me.
He made it up.
You know, in the interest of time, so we can have full Buzz News and comments.
Right.
Tomorrow, I would like to continue the Inquisition tomorrow. If you hold on to that,
yeah.
I'm going to write down on my cheat sheet for tomorrow. We're going to take the Wunderlich test, and we're also going to find out what's the deal with the chick with the ring.
Yeah, because you know what? I'd like to find out more. We're and for Scott, who's out there listening right now, eat one. There you go.
Because we've still got her information, so we'll follow up on that tomorrow.
That was the liar's name, Scott?
Yeah, I believe it was Scott.
Scott
yes.
the liar.
Yes.
Let me just write
if it down. Wasn't, I apologize if there was any Scott that I said eat one to.
That's right. Scott the dwarf.
Hello, Scott.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
ABC to blow lid off American Idol. Fox to sue pants off ABC.
Cool. Who's getting blown?
American Idol.
Oh, blowing the lid.
Yes. Well, bless their hearts.
Oh, hi, Clay.
How are you? Try my new credit card. Make sure you practice
swiping
before you take it to a store.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Of course you'll stay
for
tuned.
For news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Of course you'll stay. It's the only part of the show he listens to.
I pay attention now.
And you want to stand up when you do the news tonight?
Do you mind?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to.
Then stand I shall.
Knock yourself out. Mike, that was all very.
They're professional, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Rob DeMille.
Ah, yeah. Time for Buzz's News and Comments. Buzz brought to us by Miromax. The world's number one sexual pleasure performance. And hands are number one because it really works.
Someone called
Dr. Zelf clinically tested that thing. Miromax did a retailer station. Buzz called 1-888-DRIVE-MAX. You got the bomb on me, baby. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. We told you recently.
Buzz
yes.
standing.
I am. See if you notice the difference.
Does it feel better?
It does. I like it.
All right. Good.
Better energy.
I stand. I've loved standing the whole time that I've worked in radio. I hate it. Mike, it's not an indictment of the fact that you like to sit.
No, I mean, the fact is, I should be standing, and I'm preferring to sit. Medically, I should be standing. I'm told that by my doctors. Sit away, Mike O'Mara.
I wish I had the ability to stand.
Rob sits in the back of the studio.
I nurse this chair.
Someday you
every
will
day. Damn chair.
It's funny to see Buzz stand. I remember that when Mike's back was bothering him,
right.
Buzz said
right.
he would like to stand to present the news every night.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. Stand.
All right.
Stand in the place where you live.
Like I said, see if you notice the difference. We told you recently about the ABC TV show Primetime and that it was about to do an expose on American Idol.
Buzz?
Yes?
This just stinks.
It's not working out for
you. Would you sit down, please?
Yeah, sit down, Buzz.
Would you sit, please?
You'll
certainly make me feel better.
Okay.
Writing, buddy.
You know, we're going to do that class and all. We told you recently about
can
the
you
ABC.
Lower your chair?
Let me sit on the floor.
Actually, can I get you
better.
Hi, Buzz. Give me a regular spot.
Okay, all right. We told you recently about Primetime.
Told us recently about what?
Primetime.
No, I know you did.
Primetime. Doing an expose on American Idol.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Focusing on the relationships between the judges and the contestants. Paula Abdul has reportedly dated at least one of those contestants. And a series of ex-contestants.
It was Ruben.
Reportedly told ABC that the producers and judges want to manipulate and do manipulate the outcome of this talent contest.
Clay, we want to manipulate.
Manipulate.
Homo. Well, bless your heart. Swipe me.
Not surprised. There are charges that some experts say could bring down one of the biggest shows on television. And we also now know that ABC will air this special next week, next Wednesday night. And we've learned today that Fox owner Rupert Murdoch has notified ABC in writing that his network may sue ABC over the special.
Murdoch says ABC is trying to maliciously destroy the hit show in the final weeks of the season, which also happened to be the May ratings sweeps.
Well, yeah, of course they're trying to destroy the show because it's a juggernaut, and no one can stop it.
I like the way you said it the first time, though.
A juggernaut.
I like that it's a juggernaut.
that's a different problem.
That's a dirtier
to stop. Nobody, it takes two hands to handle this nut, this juggernaut known as American Idol.
Uh-huh. Quoting a source to the Drudge Report, we got all these ridiculous questions from an ABC producer yesterday. ABC cannot beat us with programming, so they're attempting to bring us down with lies. ABC is trying to say Paula somehow cheats and picks favorite singers in violation of some sort of network standards, end quote. And as we all know, Fox has no network standards.
All right, who's going to do the piece? Is it going to be Diane Sawyer?
We asked, but the thing is, I'm speaking so softly, but the fact is I'm screwing you.
When I was with Paula, she said to me, I will pay for your career. Paula.
We spoke with American Idol contestant Mario.
And then she said, oh, no, mio. Would you like a test for breast, for breast cancer?
What happened then would go down in television history as Abdul let every male contestant on American Idol give her a breast exam.
And now, look at me now, years later. Now I'm installing carpeting at a radio station. I don't even know the guy's name. We've got his picture on our website from last week. The guy from season two,
right. Sure.
Who is alleging that he had sex with Paula Abdul.
Very interesting.
You know, like that's gonna. This is the thing that I don't get about that. Like, that's going to bring this show down?
It's not. I mean, and if she did, so what?
And here's the thing. It's not like 21. And it's a different... 21, for those of you who don't know, is the first rigged quiz show that we found out about.
Right, there was the movie about it, right?
Yeah.
It involved a lot of money.
If it was $64,000 question, whatever. If people are cheating, who cares? It's entertainment. I think our generation would look at it and go, so she was having sex with some of those guys.
Well, I mean, if the guy won, it would be a different story.
Yeah, he lost. And until they prove that, us, the little brains, that our votes don't count if we're calling in, who cares if she has sex with everybody on that show?
That would be the only way to bring that show down. If they could go and find out that they completely manipulated the phone calls, then they're done, right?
But beyond that, they, all three of them, can SNF everybody they want to on that show.
Absolutely. Why not?
SNF me. Scott, I want to SNF.
All right, dog. As if your cell phone doesn't make you nervous enough already, firefighters in Dutchess County, New York, are blaming a cell phone for burning down a house. The house and everything in it destroyed by a fire that began with an overheated cell phone charger.
Burning down the house.
The phone was not plugged into the charger at the time, and that came in handy when it was time to dial 911.
Your phone call. This is not my wife. This is not my life.
A wrong Talking Head song. That's not burning down the house, is it?
Yes. No, that is a different
one. No, it's a different one.
Yeah. You may say yourself, this is not my beautiful life.
So I burned down. And no one got hurt in this fire, not this time anyway, but the feds say
self flooding for us.
No one was hurt.
See, he's pleased.
So that's unusual behavior.
Cares
for you.
About his fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
The feds say the cell phone batteries and chargers have started 120 fires in the last 2 years.
I just plugged mine right into the, I don't have a charger thing, I just have a little like thing that I plug into the phone. And I know people that have like the actual chargers that you sit the phone down in. I think they're trouble.
Mm.
What do you think? What say you, Donnie? Oh, that's okay. No comment necessary. I know it was a stupid comment. I think we'll just move right by it.
Well, no fast food nightmares to report today, but you might want to keep an eye on your water faucet.
Buzz, I just sounded about 80 years old just then.
I liked it, Mike.
Yes, I plugged mine right into the phone, and it charges the battery. Yes, sir.
In Carroll, Iowa, they finally found...
The charger that started the fire was John Hadle.
Not Lance Renssel?
Lance Allworth. Or Bambi.
Oh,
hold on, how about...
Oh, you're on. The guy with the beard, the quarterback with the beard.
Dan Fouts,
there we go.
How's your Chargers?
Not to mention current Chargers, 21 LT, LaDainian Tomlinson, Drew Brees, who's got that, goiter on the side of his face. Whoa. Hey, well, hello.
I'm sorry,
hello.
I just plugged in my cell phone.
Hello?
Hello? That's hello. Not a problem.
Hello, are we on the air?
The fire was started by Don Coryell. Oh, wait a second. I have to mute Lou Dobbs because the power failure unmuted the TV.
And then we ain't getting any storms, so that was like...
No, I think we are getting storms.
Are we getting thunderstorms?
It's crazy windy out there.
All of the power in the studio just went off. All the computers are dead.
I asked them not to put carpet over the power.
And now, look at my machine over here.
It's just resetting. It's got
all the red lights going off.
It's finding its way.
Uh-huh. Wow.
That happens every time you turn it off.
All right, I'm going to have to assume the emergency position. Excuse me.
We're not getting the little thingy's not going off.
No, it was just a fucking...
What the hell is going on here?
I think wind probably took down a power line or something. Yes. Yes. Yes, Don.
What's next?
You're under the counter. There it is again. No fast food nightmares. Yes, Don.
This is why I'm underneath here.
Right.
Because now five times the freaking power is gone.
I'm just glad I'm not standing.
I'm scared.
We're still on main power. We've not even got a generator. Everything is fine.
Yeah, just barely.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's blowing like hell out there. Somebody open the windows.
Generator, I hardly knew her.
The windows have broken from the wind, so we want to keep the shit.
Or was it the bullets? In Carroll, Iowa... They have finally found what's clogging up the water lines for the last month or so.
Oh, we must explain to people, though, what just happened here in the last minute.
Yes.
Seriously. Now,
you get a little smell?
Yes. I told Mike...
Hey, you know, you smelled it before, though.
I told Mike about an hour ago, I said, do you smell like an electrical burning smell?
Huh.
And nobody did at first. Then Mike said to me about 10 minutes later, hey, I do smell something.
And now I got it again. You got it again?
Oh, yes. I am not kidding you. I'm not kidding this time, kids.
Not good.
And what happened, the reason we just flipped out, the reason that I did crawl under the console,
right,
was five times in the last minute. What the hell is that?
We're off the air now.
We're not on the air?
Well, we're on the network, I believe.
Oh.
We're not on the air.
Again, the lucky listeners of WJFK.
So what happened was five times in that last news story, all the lights went off, and actually on my side, there was like a...
Yeah, my computer blinked, my Dobbs unmuted.
Everything goes dead.
That's, you know, we've gotten a lot of thunderstorms here before, but that's the first time that it was almost like a power surge.
Are we still off the air?
Yeah.
Still off the air?
The auxiliary transmitter is not powering up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you're off the air for some reason.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, now, thank you, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Like we don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, 106.7 ain't working no more either.
Ain't working no more.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. No more.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you know, your radio station went dead local.
Anything happening where you are?
Hold on, he's gone. Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, 106.7's down, so everybody's got to get a 105.7.
All right, thank you. All right, it must just be a Washington, D.C. thing. WJFK.
No, I'm going to delete that out.
Yeah. That's just mean and mean about something.
Sure was.
But leave your number after the show. All right, so we're off the air on our main flagship station, but we continue now on the Westwood One radio network.
Okay. In Carroll, Iowa, they've found what...
Well, like, you want to wait?
Yeah, do you mind?
You want to stop? You want to stop? Buzz, we do have listeners in other cities where the equipment works.
Okay. In Carroll, Iowa, they've found what's clogging up the water lines for the last month or so. Chunks of flesh. We don't know if it's animal or human. We're assuming it's animal, that some critter got into the works somewhere. But just to make sure, the fatty, meaty chunk... have been sent to a lab for analysis.
I got it. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, Buzz.
Fatty, meaty chunks sent to the lab for analysis. Quoting one official, we're not really sure what it is. The public's being told that the water is safe to drink now that more chlorine has been added to the water supply.
Oh, God. See, that's why. I mean, I'm on one of those public water systems now, and I just don't go near it. I've been out to the lake where they have it, you know?
Well, then you're like, I've seen people do things in that lake.
Hey, all you people around the country listening to us on Westwood One.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear some funny calls from people in D.C. because our station's off the air?
Let's have some fun. Sure.
We're still off the air, Rob?
Why not?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Is this a pre-recorded show?
No, it's a live show. You're on the air.
Oh,
and there it goes again. Listen, what the hell is going on here?
I'm sorry. I just thought you guys would scrutinize this better. There's no reputable college that will allow a teacher to have somebody... to her breath. So I don't think her supervisors knew about it.
Well, that guy's calling about the Lion game.
He didn't know anything.
Hello.
He's bitter because he didn't make the class.
Don and Mike.
I got to tell you, as a Greek, I thoroughly enjoyed that thing before, the Greek thing and the music and the Herb Alpert stuff and everything else.
Oh, the Greek one, like 3 hours ago, three and a half.
What the hell's wrong with
Hello?
You?
I'm trying to show people calling saying they can't hear the station. Hello?
Hey, we got you here.
Where are you?
99.
Oh, Buffalo, Canada.
All right, very good. Okay. All right, thank you.
Hello,
good.
Buffalo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, what happened to the station?
Something went poof.
There's nothing wrong. The problem's in your radio.
Okay.
Could
the tower have blown down?
Bye-bye.
I'm wondering if the tower blew down.
Powerful loud noise out on Ox Road. Maybe the tower blew down.
I think the tower blew down. I looked out. I seen the wind come up.
Yes.
We're having powerful trouble with the broadcast machine.
It's a stout
Rob, are they on it?
It's a mighty wind.
We're trying to find an engineer.
Ah!
Oh, crazy behaviors. Pieces me scattered from here to Pittsburgh on these football fields. Now, isn't that giving something back to the game?
See, normally the protocol is to put the auxiliary transmitter on the air, but it's not taking.
Mm. Hello? Beth Ann? Well, now I can't even reach her.
I suspect Marwan. Habib,
I think
Marwan.
It's Habib
is behind this.
Right.
Marwana.
Jack Bauer.
Hello?
Well, here it is, honey.
Yeah?
Your first crisis.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I'm working it out. Tony's an hour and a half away. We're trying to get in touch with Matt. He's on his phone. I've already called Cameron.
Someone should call Ron and Fez and tell him pressure's off.
Well, I have Brian right here now.
Pressure's off tonight.
The giant knows.
Giant Brian's here?
Yeah, and look at Chris Owens, man.
President Hughes...
There's a crisis. He's there for you.
President Hughes is going to be very upset if we can't get on the time by the time we go to commercials.
I know. That'll be the thing that gets them all down here.
Mm.
Okay.
No,
bye. Yeah, okay.
Bye, Beth.
Commercials.
No, we're off the air on our flagship station.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't want to go to commercials early, then.
Do that right now. Do that right now, Mike. Play all these commercials right now.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
That's the type of guys we...